Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. We're here live tonight. Thank you for being here. It is another Live Prophetic Talk Show. Before we do it, when we talk about it, we're here to minister to you and pray for you and believe God with you for whatever you need. All right? Welcome to the place. And hope you're all doing good. We are believing God for good things. And, it's going to happen. I really believe it. There you go. Let's see here. All right. Thanks for being with us tonight. We want to pray for you and believe God with you for whatever you need and try to uplift you and get you happy in the Spirit of God. Help you feel relieved and pressure off, unnecessary pressure, right? And leave the pressure on there that helps you press in, right? By much pressure we enter into the kingdom of heaven. It really is true. A lot of pressure sometimes really does help you to get there. It's truly amazing. So we want the good pressure and want to do away with the bad pressure, right? Yeah, for sure. So bad pressure, I think, is pressure that we put on ourselves through, you know, condemnation, through not getting things right with God or keeping things right. And I'm not talking about horrible, bad things, you know, that too, of course. But, you know, the little things that build up, like every time you do something, you feel guilty about it, you need to try to deal with it as quickly as possible because, you know, you don't deal with it and then you forget about it, right? And it builds up a little pressure. You know, you do something else and you feel guilty about it. It might not have been anything bad. It might have been like, you know, giving somebody the frown in traffic, like, and saying something ugly, like, hey, that was ugly, that was stupid, or something, anything. It could be anything. You said something to your friend, your loved one, your spouse, your children, your boss, whoever they are. And you said something, you know, that you wish you wouldn't have said and you feel guilty about it. So the thing is, friend, that guilt doesn't just go away just because you forget about it, right? You have to, if we can all learn how to deal with things daily, give us this day our daily bread. That's, you know, I found out that in every area of our life, whatever you do daily will make you or break you. And I mean that literally, it will make you or break you. If you eat the wrong things every day, you know, once a week, you know, eat some trashy little thing, whatever. I don't recommend it. Whatever. I do it sometimes. And, you know, once a week. And if you can't do it just once a week, then maybe you have to just not do it at all until you can discipline yourself. But, you know, it's the things that you do every day that are going to either make you healthy or make you unhealthy, right? And that's spiritually, emotionally, mentally, in every way. It makes you unhealthy. And so if you carry that guilt and shame every day and you just think, oh, well, no big deal. You don't notice it, but it builds up within you. Like, I wish we had a little gauge we could put in our soul that every time we, you know, try to just brush off, we don't really deal with something. We just go, oh, you know, it wasn't a big deal. And the guilt is there. It may be a small amount of guilt, maybe so small you don't hardly recognize. By the time you do 100 of those little guilt things, little things you wish you wouldn't have done, but you didn't deal with it. You didn't go, God, forgive me and cleanse me. You know, it's just, you don't have to get on your knees for an hour and pray. You can just say, you know, we've got to get into this thing knowing that you can just, if you mean it, you can say, God, you know, forgive me for doing that. Cleanse me and wash me. Whoever that person was, you know, gave the frown to in the traffic, then hell and well that I'm sorry or something. Send something. Try to ask God to help you deal with it. Because if you don't deal with those things every day and that guilt and shame builds up, doesn't matter if it's big shame or little shame. You know, the big shame, you know, we really work on that one. But it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. literally the little splotches that build up every day, you know, things that you do daily will either bless you and help you, or they will kill you eventually. Right. So I really recommend that, you know, the Word of God says, give us this day our daily bread. And let me give you the scripture for that. Give me a second. So I can take care of that. All right, so Matthew 6:1 says, give us this day our daily bread. Yeah, and it also talks about other things, doesn't it? It talks about forgiving us our debts. Well, I don't know. I kind of think that this thing is a daily thing. I really do. I think that we need to look at some of this stuff as daily. You know, and not just daily like in the morning, although that would be great. Usually, yeah, if you do things during the day, we really need to learn to get that thing right during the day. Right, so you don't go to bed with it. So you don't forget about it. But friend, I'm telling you, it'll build up and build up and build up and build up in you until you come to the point where you're going like, man, why do I feel so oppressed? Why do I feel like the enemy is attacking me? Well, exactly. There you go. Here's a scripture. You know, and when you pray, pray in this manner: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. I think this should be a daily prayer, one way or the other, and of one sort or another. We should be praying this, and at least realizing that give us this day our daily bread is important, because what happens is it's like if this say, you know, God forbid, but that we don't eat all week long, we just keep forgetting to eat, right? And we wake up at the end of the week going, man, I'm just starving. I feel like I'm going to pass out. What is wrong with me? Oh, yeah, I haven't eaten or drank anything. Well, you know, we know it's not going to happen, because your hunger causes you, and plus the habituals, you know, and hunger causes you to, you know, want to eat. So it's a habit. So I think what I'm saying is that if we can do that with food, we need to do that with, you know, dealing with things that mess with us. Like, as soon as it messes with you and you start feeling, damn, I wish I hadn't have said that. I wish I hadn't have thought that thought. I wish I hadn't have felt like that. I wish I hadn't. Even if you're not totally wrong about it, I mean, if you feel wrong at all, just say, you know, God, cleanse me of that in Jesus' name. You don't have to spend an hour, 30 minutes, 5 minutes, 3 seconds. Not even 3 seconds. God, forgive me of that. Wash me of that. Cleanse me of that. What's that? Is that 3 seconds, 5 seconds? Yeah, we should have a bunch of 5 seconds prayers. You know, every time we do something, you know, that we wish we wouldn't have done. You know, don't let it build up on you. Daily stuff building up, and then it becomes just like not eating all week long, and all of a sudden you let your hunger build up and build up. You're not feeding yourself. You're not giving yourself any water. You know, by the end of the week, man, you'll be going like, oh, my gosh, I don't know what's wrong with me. Oh, yeah, I haven't eaten. Well, we know that's pretty well not going to happen, right? We know that's pretty well not going to happen. We're going to remember to eat. I do, and no kidding. And so, but here's the thing. I think if we can ask God to help us incorporate for our mental health, our mental health is so important, because your mental health, your brain, is the part of you that lives in this daily world. Your spirit man's in heaven. You got to think about that. Your spirit man ain't here in this earthly realm. I mean, he's in your body. Your spirit man is in your body, but he's positionally seated with Christ, seeing what Christ sees. You're not just positionally seeing it, but there spiritually, it's like a place that you dwell. It's a dwelling place, right? Your spirit man dwells in heaven, but your soul doesn't. I'm telling you, friend, your soul doesn't dwell in heaven. It dwells here on the earth. And so, you know, we learn how to take care of our soul daily, you know, and just like our spirit man, you know, sees and knows and feels God every day, all the time, 24 hours a day. Man, if we could get it to where we just, you know, in our mind, when we think wrong or do wrong or say wrong or something we feel guilty about, I wish we wouldn't have done, right? Then we have to just right then, you know, God, sorry, cleanse me, wash me of that, and if you can make it right with the person or whatever, do that as quick as you can. Hey, sorry, I did that. You know, how many of us get stubborn and you don't say, hey, I'm sorry. You have to fall on your knees and cry out for 30 minutes saying, please forgive me. Just, you know, please forgive me to the person if you said something really ugly. Right? It's just like in a relationship. When you let things build up in a relationship and you don't say you're sorry, saying you're sorry if you mean it, is, you know, will help to relieve the pressure off the person. Like, you know, you not only relieve the pressure off of you, you relieve the pressure off the person that you're with. And if you let that build up daily and you wonder why your husband or your wife or your friend or your loved one, your children blow up at you, probably because you're, you know, putting pressure on them every day, pretty soon the pressure release valve has to come off. And it goes, sometimes if it does that on a weekly basis or a monthly basis, sometimes it ain't very funny. It's not very cute, difficult, and that even causes more problems. What do? We start, you know, if we learn to let the pressure off every day, in fact, if we can make a habit, just like when we eat, you know, some of us eat once a day, sometimes we eat two or three times a day. You know, it's like, you know, I don't pair with my food every time. I'm going to be real honest with you. I don't do that. But, it's like if you did pray every food every time, you might just want to remember, just like when you eat something that eats some guilt or eats some shame, you know, you want to ask God to forgive you for doing that and get rid of it if you can. Right? Try to get rid of it. Try to cleanse it of your mind. And that way it becomes a habit, and then pretty soon you're doing it without even thinking about it. Right? Doing it without thinking about it. I want to talk tonight a little bit about something that I don't know a whole lot about, but I promised I would talk about it a little bit. And I actually just got this revelation. God spoke to me in the night. This is about the brain, something about the brain, something about the health of the brain, and a very special part of the brain that God supernaturally spoke to me about. What was it? I wrote it down. I believe it was just a few days ago. I've got it written down somewhere. I get different stuff, so I don't keep up with everything. Remember everything about what I get. But it's a few days ago, and I woke up, and the Lord gave me a word, a supernatural, you know, spoke to me supernaturally. It's what I call supernatural. In other words, he gives me information, gives me words that I don't even have a clue what they are or what they mean. And he speaks them to me clearly. And so we're going to talk about that tonight and how that has to do with the spiritual part. The thing I'm going to talk about tonight in your brain has to do with what you feed yourself in the natural and what you do with yourself in the spiritual realm. You know, if you're going to keep your soul has a heart, just like your physical body has a heart. I believe the soul has a heart, if you will, not maybe, and we know it's not physical, but a place of where everything centers on. And then our spirit man has a heart also. So I believe we have three hearts. I believe we have a physical heart, and we believe a soulish heart, and I believe we have a spiritual heart. I think our spirit man is our main heart, right? But, so we have to, I think what God is going to begin to show us, and this has to do with using your brain 100%. This is in the realm of that tonight. We're talking about how to use your brain 100%. Not just 10%, not just 20%, not 30%, which would be amazing, 100-fold. We're heading toward 100-fold. I've never forgotten the message. I've been asking God for a few years now, you know, since I got the revelation about that in Scripture, which I'm going to read to you in just a minute. don't let me forget to do that. That, you know, shows that we can have 100, 30, 60, and 100-fold understanding. And y'all know the Scripture I'm talking about. And in Matthew 13, it talks about the parable where he planted the seed, you know, some fell by the wayside, you know, and then it fell among thorns, and then so then the other fell in good soil, and the good soil bore forth three levels of understanding, it talks about. So the whole thing is talking about understanding when you read it correctly. And it says, when you plant in good soil, so we're talking about good soil, you can bear forth fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. So I am believing God, and this is for all of us, not just for some super spiritual people, but for people who will obey the word and do the right things, do the things that we're talking about tonight. And we're just going to start this tonight in a very forward way to start talking about this more precisely, about the brain and about understanding 100-fold, like in Matthew 13. Just read Matthew 13 later. You're familiar with that scripture. It talks about 30, 60, 100-fold. Some people think that's prosperity, but it's really the prosperity of your soul, producing understanding. It talks right there about this is about understanding, 100-fold understanding, or 60 or 30. Either one of those would be amazing. All right, so we're looking toward 100-fold. All right, so now that you got that understanding, read the scripture later. It's right there. I've read it many times. So we have, so the Spirit of God, a few nights ago, a few mornings ago, in the early mornings, spoke a word to me, woke me up, and gave me a word. Let me get the information here for you. And, let me get this right here. One second. All right, here we go. I'm just going to start out with this tonight. That's right, so don't get too, we're going to get this little by little. Okay, so a few mornings ago, the Lord gave me a supernatural word. When he gives me information in certain ways, it's, and when I say supernatural, I mean that it is like one of the most precious ways that he speaks to me. And so he gives me the word pineal, P-I-N-E, pine, like pine, pineal. And I believe that's, I believe I'm saying that properly. It's called the pineal gland. He speaks to me the word pineal. So, and I knew in the getting of the word, it was a gland for some reason. I just knew it was a gland. And so I look up the word pineal gland, and the pineal gland is, now you can look it up for yourself now or later or whatever you want to do. But let's see, let's do this. Right, let me go here. You know me, I'm a little slow, but I do get it. All right, the pineal is a pea-sized conical mass of tissue behind the third ventricle of the brain, secreting a hormone-like substance in some mammals. This is kind of a bland description of it, but the pineal, in some religions, they call this the third eye. Now, you know, when God gave me the name pineal, he did not tell me it was the third eye, right? I looked this up, and you're going to find this out when you look into it, that some religions, some people believe that this is called the third eye. And the reason that after studying it, looking into it, and finding out about it, what God was trying to tell me was that we have this thing called the pineal gland, P-I-N-E, like a pine, A-L, but it looks like a pine, you know, a pine cone, or a pineapple, and it's a gland in the brain. Now, y'all get ready, because we're going to start on a process here that's going to teach you things about how we're going to activate our brains, and this is something in the physical realm. This is not some spiritual dimension. This is something in your soul, or what I call in your brain. Right, I believe the brain is the dwelling place of the soul. That's what I believe. Mind, will, and emotion. That's where your brain is. That's where your memories are. And the soul and the brain. The brain is a physical part of your soul, if you will. Right. And of course, when your brain dies, you know, your spirit, your soul, you know, has all the memories and everything. So, but the brain is like the container of it, and the brain is the dwelling place of the soul, mind, will, and emotions. All right, so the pineal gland is like centered like right between the eyes. Let me see how it says it here. It is a pea-sized conical, what a conical is. Did I hear it? A conical is cone in a three-dimensional geometric shape that tapers smoothly from a flat base to a point called the apex or vertex. A cone is formed by a set of line segments. I'm not going to read all this because it makes a whole lot of sense. But so this is like the geometric shape of it. It's like a cone. So conical means cone. It's that's why I call it a pine cone. It's shaped like a pine cone, and it's a massive tissue. So it's actually a little bitty thing. And it's little. It's like pea size. It says right here pea size. So it's the size of a pea, which is very small. And it is some people from other religions and things have called this thing the third eye. Now we're not calling it the third eye, and it's not the third eye as far as at this time. I'm not going to call it the third eye because it sounds we'll be going in agreement with all this stuff. But this thing right here, this pineal gland, as you begin to look at it, as you begin to listen to this, we're going to talk about it here in the next few months, is going to help you understand that because of the information that I have, right, that when you're a child and you're very young from the ages, you know, to 12 years of age, your pineal gland is very active. But what happens is as you age, and in this case they're saying most kids around the 12 of age, their pineal gland, which is a part of you that is, it works with light, or, you know, it's a part of you that when you exercise that it releases the good hormone feelings. You know, it sends out signals of you know, feeling good, you know. And so if you're familiar with all that, I don't have all the names all that written in front of me right now, but it's when you exercise, I know when I exercise that I always knew that it released a certain chemical in my body that made me feel good, right? That's the way God made it, so that you move around, you get your blood flow going, and if you get your blood flow going through working, through exercise, that pineal gland is part of the thing that releases those chemicals in your body that are God-given that make you feel good. In other words, if you're having stress, endorphins, thank you. Yes, Cheryl said endorphins, right. I wasn't going to, yeah, thank you. It is endorphins. Thank you for that. Yes, it is called endorphins. That is correct. So some people are familiar with that, right? So Cheryl just sent that to me. She knows what I'm talking about. So, but here's what happens, and we're going to talk about the spiritual part of this, which there is a spiritual part of it. I believe that God spoke this to be supernaturally, right? So you have to understand, this is something God revealed. It's not just something I came up with and read and go, oh, well, we could add this to the spiritual Christian thing, and it'd be cool. That's not God spoke this to me, the pineal gland. I've never even heard of it. Didn't even know what it was. Took me a few days to look it up, and I'm going like, pineal gland? I just go, whoa. And so I finally did a couple of days ago, and because the Lord told me to. He said, look it up. So I began to and found out many different things about it. And what the overall here, I want to give you the overall picture of this, so you can kind of see where we're going to go with it, is that it talks about how this pineal gland regulates light and darkness. Light and darkness in your soul. In your, like when you exercise, this pineal gland has something to do with releasing those endorphins or those chemicals in your body to make you feel good, right? In other words, if you're having, like I was telling Jayla last night, Jayla called in last night, we were talking to her. And so sometimes when you're feeling really down and out and the last thing you want to do is get up and exercise, that's the very thing you need to do, because when you understand that this pineal gland and the endorphins and all that is what feeds your body, because God knew that we'd be having struggles and battles in our mind. Our spirit man, if you're born again, friend, your spirit man not having any battles. Now, your spirit man is in the Holy Land, the Holy of Holies. Literally, the Holy of Holies, seated with Jesus in heavenly places. So you don't have to worry about him. He's very well taken care of. It's a part of you, actually, by the way. But your soul is a part of you that lives in the earth. So God put in the soul the ability to absorb light, and it does a lot more than that. But they really don't have a whole lot of information on it except
they've done some experimentation with it, and they find out that if your pineal gland, after the age of 12 or so, begins to calcify, right? So, and through not eating properly, through many different things, that it calcifies. So you have to decalcify it. And so, you know, I did research on how do you decalcify your pineal gland, and it came up with things I already knew, but I didn't know it had to do with that, right? It had to do with, it's one of the first things it brought up, is when you research this, you'll find out, that one of the first things it brought up was eating avocados. Avocado. Remember how many times I've told you guys about how avocado is a brain food? Because not only do I just, because I read it, because I've experimented with this stuff. I'm like a scientist, and I experiment with a lot of things, and I experiment with all kinds of things. I'm like a mad scientist, and I'm happy most of the time. And I'm testing this out, right? I'll be having kind of my brain's not working too well, and I realize, oh, I forgot to eat my pomegranate or my avocado. And so I'll either stop at the store and grip me one right then, you know, and sometimes I'll do that, and I'll just eat it right then, you know, after I pay for it, that is. And I'll eat it right then, and just within a few minutes, my brain begins to, like, start functioning. It's like, not that it stopped functioning completely, but when you get used to a high activity brain waves going on, and then all of a sudden it starts slowing down, and you're not thinking as fast as you normally do and as quick as you usually do, that you find out, you know, that so I didn't even realize what I was doing. This is why God showed me the pineal gland by word of knowledge, supernaturally in the middle of the night, early morning. You know, because he was trying to show me something, because he knows that I'm going to tell people this stuff, and I'm not going to sell it to him. I'm going to give it to him for free, and he's going to give me information that's going to help you get your brain and your pineal gland, which has to do with regulating light and darkness, you know, and we're going to talk about this more later, but kind of give you an overall view of it tonight. And so the soul, the brain, the mind, which is the centerpiece, the physical, it's the physical edifice, it's the temple of the soul. It's like our bodies is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and our bodies is our temple. It's the physical part of our temple. So is the brain. It's like your body is the outer court, the temple, outer court. Your soul is like the inner court, and your spirit man, of course, we know where he's at, the mercy seat before God, mercy seat called Jesus, and he is you know, he's in the Holy of Holies. So you have to understand, this is biblical, very biblical, and you'll start to see and understand that the brain is the temple, or it's the dwelling place. It's the second place in the temple, the outer court, inner court, and the Holy of Holies. So it's the inner court, not the holiest place, but the outer court, inner court, and Holy of Holies. So the inner court we're gonna call the soul, right? The spirit man, we're going to call he's in the Holy of Holies because he's with Jesus. So we see this in Scripture, and we didn't understand it, but this is what God did for us when you and I became born again, right? Spirit, soul, and body, right? Spirit, soul, and body. Your soul, your brain is the dwelling place or the natural physical dwelling place of your soul. When you die and your brain dies, of course, your soul goes to be with God, right? So your spirit man, your body goes into the earth, right? And you go to the storage tank. Remember that storage tank? Why is it called a storage tank? Well, it's a great storage tank. It's not like most storage tanks, but it's a place that our soul and our spirit man is kept, you know, right, until we can come back and be complete, and that is get our bodies, right? And then you're complete. You're triune again, right? If you're not triune, you're not complete, right? So it's a source tank for your for your incomplete parts, right? Your soul and your spirit, which are very powerful, very amazing. But without your body, God's going to give you your body. You're either going to be cast into hell forever, and your temple, your physical body, will burn in hell forever, or it will be raised to life in Christ Jesus and dwell with the Father forever and ever. That's going to be one of those two things. So your goal is not just to get heaven inside you, but is to, you know, look forward to the coming of Jesus and eventual manifestation of our physical bodies being resurrected and living here on the earth with the Lord. That's what we're really looking forward to. Everybody's got heaven on their mind, I've got like heaven coming to earth on my mind. That's what I got on my mind. But that's a new transition. So here we are. The pineal gland is the part of you that is your soul, the part of you that deals with issues and problems and how do you see life and how do you deal with your emotional traumas when you have them. How do you deal with sin in your life when you sin? We all sin to one degree or the other. How do you deal with that? What do you do with that? And that's what we're talking about tonight. So part of dealing with the spiritual part of your soul, like the menorah is the light, the candelabra in the holy place, in the inner court. We're going to call it the inner court. Inner court, outer court, inner court, and holy of holies. We're going to call it the inner court. So the inner court has the table of showbread, right, in the temple, and it has also have the altar of incense. Remember, we used to do this when we were in the studio, talk about this stuff. And then we have the menorah, which is the seven candlesticks, which represents the light of God. And I'm seeing this pineal gland, because God's revealing it to me, that it has to do with the light, the way we see things, you know. And it also, the pineal gland also comes to life. And if you keep your pineal gland, instead of being calcified or hard, you know, hard heart, if you keep your pineal gland soft, not just by spiritual things, but by physical things, right? Because not only is it a spiritual thing, it's mainly a physical thing. It is a physical thing in your body called the pineal gland that helps you absorb light, helps you deal with things, life, and it's very important. It's just a little thing, like the size of a pea. And it looks like a pine cone or a really small pineapple. That's what it looks like. And it's tremendously powerful in your health. So when I asked, I did a Google search on how do I keep my pineal gland from, how do I decalcify it, if it's calcified, or how do I keep it fed? And I've already knew this in the natural. I didn't call it the pineal gland, but I knew that by experimentation that protein feeds my brain. When I don't have enough protein, I start getting slow. I mean, it's obviously slow, to me at least. And if I'm not having those two things, mainly protein, which is meat for me, and avocado is a major pineal gland thing. Because when I Googled it, guess what? The first thing they told you to decalcify your pineal gland, they put the first thing was a big picture of an avocado. Right. It's the only thing they showed a picture of. And it was the number one thing, avocado. Well, y'all know we've been talking about that for a long time, right? So I mentioned that earlier, but I want to bring that up again. So this thing, as we begin to understand, not the holy place, not the holy of holies, but the holy or the inner court or our soul, our brain has been given to us, and God has given us a physical human body with a physical brain with a pineal gland in it, which helps us to process things. It helps us to, you know, it does a lot of things. And so we're going to find out more about that as we go along here. I want to kind of put it in your brain so you can start, those of you who want to search it out, you can start looking it up. And you're going to see some things that some other religions call it, what they call the third eye. But it has nothing to do with that. It does have to do with the spiritual part of your soul. It is definitely very much a part of your spiritual abilities to sense and feel and comprehend. But when you have the Holy Spirit, of course, your pineal gland works with the Holy Spirit. But your pineal gland needs to be decalcified softened and tender, like what we call about a hardened heart. The soul has a heart, the spirit has a heart, the body has a heart. The soul, the heart of the soul, one of the heartbeats of it, I believe, is the pineal gland. And we need to decalcify it in two different ways. And one of the ways is eating the right foods. The main thing you need to get is foods that have boron in it, boron, or borax, borax. And those two things is what keeps your pineal gland, P like a pine, P-I-N-E-A-L, right? I'm going to keep saying it until we get an understanding of it. The pineal gland is extremely important to your ability from the physical perspective. It's like your body is a physical, and your physical heart is important, right, to you. Because when your physical body is gone, your heart goes, you're gone. I mean, you have no more dominion on the earth. You're out of here. You go where God tells you you're going to go. You know, before that, God, you can choose what you want to do. But after you die, you no longer have dominion. And God tells you where you're going to go, heaven or hell. You know, you see what I'm saying? So it's important that you keep your physical body and you do everything to obey God and do what God says. Not so you go to heaven or hell, because once you're born again, you're born again. But it is about your happiness, your satisfaction, the joy that you get out of, along with your pineal gland, helping you understand Christ, helping you understand how the soulish realm can be victorious in Jesus with the Holy Spirit, and the ability for your pineal gland to be not hardened and calcified through eating, you know, the wrong foods. Fluoride, they say that fluoride, like in the water, like if you don't filter your water, drink filter water, or, you know, even toothpaste, fluoride. Fluoride is one of the things that calcifies or causes your pineal gland to be hardened. Y'all hearing that? Fluoride. So look up all the things that have fluoride, mainly your water and your toothpaste. Find a different toothpaste. They have a lot of good non-fluoride toothpaste. Seriously, toothpaste. You know what I'm talking about. All right. So do research on it, and we'll talk about it here on the show more. But I wanted to kind of prepare you and open you up to this dimension of the pineal gland and the fact that I just wasn't doing research on the internet and ran across it. It's God spoke it to me. This is the difference about this. God spoke it to me in the night, in the early mornings, and I did not even know what it was. Like pineal gland, who's ever heard of that? Anybody else ever heard of that? Maybe you have. I never have. And I was like going, what? Two or three, I don't remember what time it was, 3 o'clock in the morning. When I get words from God, man, I know I may not remember them. So I get my phone. I keep my phone right by there with the internet off, by the way. And I put the, go to the, you know, notes, and I click on voice, and I speak into it, pineal gland, just like that. And I look and see if it did something close to it, and I go, okay, I can remember that. So I click my phone off, and I roll and go back to sleep, right, and thank God for speaking to me. So, y'all, this is important. This is important because we're going to learn some things. One of the things I haven't talked about that I will talk about right now for a moment, and that is something I promised Angie that I will talk about, and that is why we have glorified bodies, and because this all connects to the physical realm. Why did God give Adam and Eve glorified bodies and then tell them to eat herbs and fruits and vegetables? Why did God, if they had glorified bodies, what do you need food for? Right? That's kind of what I thought about a glorified body. I don't know about you, but I thought, well, what do you need to eat anything for? You eat God, you know? You eat the bread of heaven. You eat, you know, the word of God. You don't need your physical, but even though your body, friend, is glorified, you're going to need to feed it food. Like I think Nicole said this one day on the show when I was either talking with her, or she was talking about something, I don't remember what it was. She said that she responds. She said, yeah, you know, Jesus even ate food with a glorified body. So here's the thing I want to tell you about real quick that I promised Angie I would talk about soon. And that is that God showed me that these people, that including myself mainly, who hyper Jesus, everything's about, you know, they don't care whether they eat right or not. Just eat whatever you want and eat like a pig and look like a pig and act like a pig. And then you start getting sick and you just say, oh, in the name of Jesus. And then you go back to eating like you did. Well, you know, you can eat anything you want and God's not going to hold it against you. But the thing is, he wants you to fulfill his will. So he wants you to keep your physical body healthy. So here's what God showed me in the light of the glorified body and eating herbs and, you know, vegetables. They didn't eat meat, right? They didn't eat meat until later on. And meat's not bad, right? Because the priest ate meat, and God gave the priest meat to eat. So we can't say God was a bad boy, right? He gave the priest meat to eat. That's what they brought, lambs, and that's what they ate. So we can't say it's all bad, right? Don't go off on that vegetarian thing on me, because I'll fight you. Yeah. So anyway, there you go. So, okay, here's what I want to say. The people that hyper-spiritual, Jesus' name, oh, in the name of Jesus, you know, you need to eat right. No, I just pray in the name of Jesus, brother. We're not guilty of anything. We can eat anything we want to, as long as we bless it. Yeah, spiritually you can. Spiritually you can do that. and you'll be fine spiritually. But guess what? Physically, because God in the Garden of Eden had them eat veggies and herbs. That's what they ate in the garden. Why did they have to eat stuff if they had a perfect spirit, soul, and perfect body and a glorified body? Because it's what nurtured their body. Their glorified bodies needed to be nurtured. So we have to look at that today and go, if you just say, oh, I do everything in Jesus' name, and you don't think about the physical realm, then even when you have a glorified body, you're going to start eating right. So why not start doing it now? Maybe that means something. Do the best you can. I eat meat. But I'm saying eat clean. Realize that food is part of the answer. It's not all in Jesus' name. Be healed. Right? It is eating as properly as you can, you know, and as healthy as you can. Like I say, I have a Coke float once a week. All right, I confessed that sin a few weeks ago. I did. I confessed. I do it once a week. That's it. No more. One time. Literally. Yeah. And I'm a bad boy, I know, but I'm only a bad boy once a week, and I've got my sin out in the open. It's not, I don't really consider it a sin, because if I do it daily, that's how I'm looking at it, because what you do daily will kill you or heal you. Give us this day our daily bread, our daily food. What you do daily will bless you. Now, for the, you know, all this time, I eat really healthy, you know. I eat the cleanest meat that I can, right? And I eat veggies. I drink carrot juice. We juice. And, you know, our whole family juices and all that. And so, you know, at least we're trying to get everybody to do that. And it's really awesome. And so we're eating healthy, and yet, you know, I still have my little Coke float once a week. And I get the biggest glass that I can. Yes, the biggest glass that I can, with the most ice cream I can pack in it, with sometimes milk, or have a milkshake, or put, you know, some healthy root beer in there. That's what I do, all right? Once a week. That's it. I promise. Yeah. Okay, so there you go. So I wanted to kind of break this open with you tonight, to get you to thinking about this. Of course, not everybody's listening tonight, so you don't have to go back and listen to the show. We'll try to tag it and know. I'm asking the Lord to show me how to prepare the way for you to not just in Jesus' name everything, but to do God's law, because even with the glorified bodies, God had them eat good stuff. You would think with a glorified body, what do you need to eat anything healthy for? You could eat trash if you want to, because you got a glorified body. Your glorified body would just take care of it. That's the kind of way people treat it today. Well, I can eat anything I want to, and it doesn't make any difference because it's not a sin before God. Well, right. It's not a sin for you to eat pork. It's not. I mean, I have pork once in a while, every once in a while, but not daily. Not anywhere. Maybe once or twice a year. Literally. Just not a, you know, I just don't eat all the pork. But, you know, just don't do it all the time, friend. And if you get stuff that's clean and pure. Because even like Jesus, like God did with Adam and Eve, He gave them glorified bodies. They have perfect bodies. What do they need to eat perfect for if they got perfect bodies? Their body's just going to glorify the, with the glory is going to, you know, throw it all out, and it won't matter. That's the way Christians look at it today. And they say, oh, well, no, in just the name of Jesus, and I'm going to be healed by the name of Jesus. Well, you might be healed by eating right, right, according to the Word of God. There's laws, the laws of God of eating, not just for something He makes us do, but to show us this is the perfect way. If you want to keep your body as healthy as you can, eat the best you can according to God's eat laws, the food laws, right? It's really important to know that, because if God gave them food for their glorified bodies and gave them good food, clean food, non-pestified fruit and vegetables and herbs, and they ate them, right, then why don't we understand that we need to eat right, and we don't even have glorified bodies? Yeah. So just don't give me the, in Jesus' name, I don't have to eat right. I don't have to. Exactly. You don't have to. You don't have to. That's for sure. But if you want to live long and be healthy, you know, eat right. Eat as right as you can. and believe God. Because if they ate glorified bodies, if they ate veggies, if God fed them vegetables and fruits and herbs, that's what they ate, they didn't eat meat, then why did he have them do that if they had glorified bodies? Got to think about that. It kind of breaks down that thing of everybody saying, well, you know, I just in Jesus' name, when we don't even have glorified bodies, and we eat like, you know, whatever. So part of your sickness and disease thing is not, oh, in Jesus' name, if I get sick, I'm going to believe God. Well, sure, we always do that. But also we need to understand that, you know, we need to eat right. Eat right as we can. Ask God to bless it. Do our best. And if you have one thing a week that is maybe not great for you, you know, your body will process it out. That's the way I look at it right now. So, yeah, that's literally me. And so thank you for paying attention to that. Hopefully you got something out of that tonight. And some things that, a lot of things that I just go through. I ask God questions all the time about everything, just like you guys do. I'm always asking him, I want to know about everything. I mean, I want to know. I'm like Eve, you know. I'm not going to eat the tree, but I want to know about everything. Yeah, God, he said you would tell me everything. So I'm believing you to tell me everything. So let's just do that. Let's believe God to tell us everything. 100-fold understanding. 100-fold understanding of life, the Word of God, Jesus, and that 100-fold understanding of each other. Right? Because, you know, when your pineal gland, we're going to talk about this for just a second. We're going to move on. When your pineal gland is working correctly, when you're eating correctly and you're not adding to your struggles and battles by eating like a whatever, and your brain's, you know, feeling down, and then you feel like it's the devil attacking you, and all it is the sugar that's attacking you, or the whatever, you're eating too much of something, it's going to turn on you. It's not the devil. The devil's lying to you and telling you it's okay to do it. That's who the devil is. But the devil's not into sugar. The devil's been telling you you can eat sugar all the time and you're going to be fine. You can't figure out why you keep having struggles and battles. You think it's demonic. And you need counseling. No, you just need to quit eating that trash so much. Eat good stuff regularly, daily. And, friend, you'll find yourself emotionally, mentally going like, man, I thought I'd like my pastor's mother thought she was dying. She goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, man, you're fine. I mean, she literally thought she was dying. She was pains. Oh, that's bad. You know, it's really horrible. And all it was she wasn't drinking her water. That was it. So these things make a big difference. Start drinking water. Start feeling like, oh, I'm fine. And she was. She was perfectly healthy. Except one thing that she was not doing because of ignorance was drinking her water. Not drinking coffee with water in it. Drinking water by itself. You need to hydrate your body. You're going to find a lot of your emotional things going away. All right? Honest to God, it's awesome. All right. There's so much I want to talk about, and I have so little time to do it. I spend an hour these days on everything because you know, I just don't have enough time to talk about everything I want to talk about. I talk about two subjects per night. Just about to touch on a little bit to kind of give you an idea of where we're going to be going. So hopefully that helped you a little bit. If you got something good to share about that, let me know. I would love to hear it. Study the pineal gland if you want and find out about all the stuff about it. We can talk about it and share your information with people, and I'll share my stuff I get, and we'll kind of work together on helping people, and everybody will see everything from a little bit different perspective, and right, we'll give everybody hopefully give them a full perspective of everything, that we just don't do everything in Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name, I command this food, this sugar, and all this stuff I'm eating every day, in Jesus' name, to just not affect my body. Let me tell you something, friend. That is pure deception. Be not mocked. God is not mocked. Be not mocked. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. That's whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And that is what you plant in your body. If you plant all weeds, you're going to be growing weeds all. You're going to think like a weed person. Even though you're a Christian. Literally. All right. So I have one caller with their hand up. If you want to talk tonight, please get your hand up and let's talk to you tonight. We're going to talk to Angie here first, see what's going on with her, and see if she has anything to say about this. All right, and this is Randy, who I thought, you know, hello. Wait a minute.
You're going to ask
okay, there we
Randy?
Go.
I think you
it
need some
me.
Frankincense oil, some myrrh oil. I think you need to start rubbing your feet, buddy.
What?
It helps decalcify. It's
okay, does it?
Yeah. Aluminum is a metal that we're absorbing, and it clogs your or calcifies your pineal gland. These things move the metal out of your body. You can rub and massage them in your feet. Frankincense oil, myrrh oil. I take myrrh tinctures and stuff. You know, I take different types.
You gotta explain what a pincher is. Or you can't say pincher sounds like you're trying to pinch somebody. What are you talking about?
A tincture is a concentrated liquid of the substance of what you're taking. It's abstracted over a period of time, usually 6 weeks to 8 weeks, in either a vinegar or sometimes you can distill it with water, but most of the time it's used with, you know, you take alcohol and pour it over
so
the leaves of
okay,
the
hang
plant.
On a second. Hang on a minute. So
okay.
The purpose... So that's a lot of trouble to go to. Why can't your body just, you think, I don't know if Adam and Eve had tinctures or not, and I'm not saying they're not good. I'm saying they're probably really good. I'm not saying that, but I just want to know. So to go to a lot of trouble to do that, why not just eat the food every day?
Well,
you don't get the
well,
full amount of the product?
Because you don't have the go-to plant growing in your backyard or can go to the supermarket and get it. You can get it freeze-dried. You can get it in leaf, but to get it in crush form, you know, you would have to have a jet that could go from place to place to place to place to place to get it because they're coming from all over the world.
Right.
You
so
know.
What we need to do is find out the things that we need and then find out a way to get it into our bodies.
Yeah.
That,
you know, there's a
like,
pine oil. Cedarwood is in the temple. And a lot of the churches use cedarwood to build. And you can smell. And some of the old churches, one church was cleaned of the mold and the mildew and the buildup on the walls, and the rocks began to permeate the essential oils that they used back in the day. It was in the it absorbed it even into the rocks, and the cedarwood makes a smell too. Yeah, so they have to.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, for them to hold, you know, scent for that long, there's something to the oils, and God said, don't touch the oil. Or the grapevines. I don't think he was talking about petroleum.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, he told them they couldn't destroy those. And if you look at, you know, I was thinking more when you were talking about the pine cone, and I know this sounds crazy, but the way it's shaped, and if you look at our American dollar, do they not have the top of the pineal gland cut off? It looks like a... Looks like a triangle, I know, but it also looks like maybe the pineal gland.
What looks like the pineal gland?
On a dollar bill with the dollar top
okay, so
cut
what's
off.
The purpose of, what's the purpose
with the
of
one
you saying
eye,
that? I mean, why are you saying that?
With an eye. Because I don't know. It just kind of came to me.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. I thought maybe you had a purpose. Okay, I'm just
yeah,
asking.
It was just
I
haven't researched it. It was kind of like... You know, a rabbit that jumps out the hole, and I go, oh, maybe I ought to chase that one.
Okay. So yeah.
Maybe
we could chase it,
you know. But
yeah.
But if you think about it, you know, it's shaped like, you know, triangular, and it has an eye on it, but the top's cut off. What's in our water, fluoride, chloride, aluminum, you know, all these heavy metals. They're
right.
You're having to get filters to extract it out of your water when you're drinking it.
Right.
It's in the public system. So watch your water,
it is, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm just being honest and wide open, you know. I'm not.
Yeah, that's okay.
I don't think, you know, I think we all can rationally think a little bit and just.
Okay, so hang on. So hang on a sec, yeah. So the pineal gland that we're talking about tonight is a part of our, what I'm starting to, the only reason I know it's important, of course, any part of our body is important. But why would God speak that to me in the middle of the night when I've never even heard of it? I didn't even have a clue what it was. And so when I started, and I didn't even research it for a few days. I'm just thinking, I thought it was a word of knowledge somebody needed to be healed. You know, I thought it was a gland that, you know, that somebody needed healing.
Yeah, but when I was doing that hospice work this past summer, I told you they sent the woman home in dementia. She didn't have dementia. She did not have it. Okay. We used essential oils, tinctures, to bring this woman to a state of consciousness that she was conscious till the day she drew her breath. She could respond and communicate.
Right.
You know what I'm back in, she understood and comprehended. That's not dementia. And she could read.
Ah, interesting. So somehow.
Okay,
another,
so we
got
use frankincense
oil. Okay,
hang on a second.
Hang on a second. So let's make this, keep it, you know, you talk a little bit and I'll talk, because I may ask some questions, so I want to.
Okay.
So obviously, since we're talking about the pineal gland tonight and our ability to absorb light and darkness, pineal gland is part of it. It's like even the spiritual people that are not necessarily Christians call that the third eye. So I think
correct.
That there's something to it. I don't think that their use of it is correct, but I think there is something, because God gave that. The devil didn't give that to us. God made the pineal gland. So in other words, what you guys did was in her, because it does have something to do with your memory. So they even say that if you have memory issues at all, it could be very much that your pineal gland is calcified. So what you guys did somehow or another, it sounds like, is you decalcified her pineal gland, possibly, at least part of it, right?
Right. And we use go-to cola to cleanse the blood, because the blood has to be cleansed. We use Yarrow. We use hawthorn berry for the strengthening of the heart, which, you know, they said was very weak. She had a strong heartbeat. They couldn't believe that this woman went through the stages they never seen this before. The nurses said they'd never seen it before. And they were amazed.
I love it. I love that. It's amazing. So here we are talking tonight. You know, I promised you I would give my information about why we eat, why God had Adam and Eve eat, you know, with a glorified body, never sinned, were perfect. They were just freshly made from God, didn't have anything wrong with them. And he has them eating food, you know, herbs and vegetables and fruits and drink the water, you know. And so they needed to survive off of food, right? And so people today, they say, and they had glorified bodies and they ate. So if we have glorified bodies today and we go to this thing, we say, we hyper Jesus' name, we say, oh, it doesn't matter what I eat, I just pray in Jesus' name. Well, that kind of contradicted that, you know, thing, because when I started talking about this stuff a couple of years ago, I had, you know, people like myself who act just like I acted. They said, well, what are you, we just say in the name of Jesus. We're just going to pray in the name of Jesus. That's what we do. It doesn't matter what you don't get into this food thing, food making you healthy. I'm going like, you know, I didn't know what to say about that at the time, you know, Angie, and I kind of went, oh, my God. And so a few months ago, the Lord showed me, he said, in the Garden of Eden, they ate food with glorified bodies. You know, to keep their bodies functioning normal. You know, so you just don't
absolutely.
Say eat whatever you want and say in Jesus' name, be healed. You have to eat right. And then, of course, we pray. There's diseases that come from other things other than not eating right. But, you know, at least we'll be doing that right.
All I know is that the woman, I think for 2 months, we did nothing. Her ability to intake was diminished. So it was the tinctures and the oils.
Intake what?
Anything, food.
Okay, food, okay. You have to be really plain. I'm kind of a simple country boy. I'm an ex-bull riding cowboy that never was a cowboy. So that tells you how messed up I am, right? So I have to have it straight. So you're saying intake is food.
Right.
So what you guys did is that you started putting oils like on her feet. How did you get the oil? Is that what you did? You put it on her feet? How did you guys do that?
Well, what we did is that when she came from the hospital, she was having skin breakdown. So what we were trying to do was to fight that battle. So it initially started in trying to cure that area of breakdown. And everything they gave us did the opposite of what was supposed to. I know this sounds ugly, but it was the opposite. It did the opposite. It wasn't healing. It was increasing the symptoms. And rapidly, we looked at one another and said, I know what we can do. We can do everything opposite of what they say.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and I know this sounds bad because it makes you sound anti-medical. I think there's some really good doctors. I think they think, you know, they've been trained in a certain way to think a certain way. And just like anybody else, if you're raised Baptist, you think Baptist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay, but when you run across the Pentecostal,
yeah,
it kind of messes up the Baptist in you.
You're going to have some problems. Yeah. You're going to have some issues.
We got a problem. Houston, there is a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
called 911.
And I think would be amazing if they could integrate it. Because if your arm's cut off, you definitely don't need oil. You need a surgeon. I'm sorry. But you know what? You know, there's a balance to it.
Yeah,
that's
there is.
What I'm,
yeah.
You know, I think the two can become integrated to a level where they can come together and really help do the healing that needs to take place after your arm's been attached. Because there's ways to help the way the nerves and the neurotransmitters work. And,
right. Okay.
You know, your body recognizes natural substances versus chemically made substances. Your body has to figure out what that is. And your body automatically recognizes, your body and the oil automatically connect. That's all I got, all I know.
Yeah. Now, okay. So what are some of those oils that you said you use? Just so I can put them down. I can text them out if somebody asks me about it. Can you spell them out for me and give them to me?
Frankincense. Well, I can't spell frankincense. Myrrh.
Frankincense.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. Go ahead. I'm just kidding.
Some of the things that were brought to Jesus, you know, I believe the woman that broke the alabaster box on the Jesus' feet anointed him to have the strength to endure what he had to go through at the cross.
Right.
It
so
brings
frankincense,
us, you know.
What else?
Yep.
Frankincense,
myrrh, lavender.
Lavender, as LAVENDER, something like that, lavender?
Uh-huh. Vander.
Vander. Lavender.
Mm-hmm. I think. I'm not seeing it, but you're writing
okay,
it
hang
down
on
so you can see
hang
it. There's cedarwood oil. That's part of the priestly oil. Priest anointing oil.
Okay. Part of the priestly wood is cedarwood oil?
Yeah, cedarwood.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's part of the oil that
they
made.
Well, if you think about it, if you really think about it, when you went to you read over scripture and you kind of just flip through the pages and you think current. Okay, you look at yourself and go, why would anybody tithe their spices and you know, those things to the temple? Well, they were given to the priest. The priest knew how to work the oils. And when you brought the certain sins that impacted, that damaged your soul, also made your body, this is the thinking process, makes your body sick, brings in a sickness because it's a wounded, it's, you know, your sin is against your own body. So, you know, that sin, there's an oil that helps you overcome the damage from it once, you know, there's a repentance or, you know, it's kind of like what we do during the communion. They would bring the herbs and the spices and tie them to the temple. The priest knew how to use those herbs and spices. They were trained in the temple.
Right. So the anointing oil that they could only use for the temple, do we know what the ingredients of that is? I've looked it up before.
There's a book that's out. It's called Anointing Oils of the Bible. You can get it off of Amazon, and it has the different oils in it that does certain things.
All right. Awesome.
I think I sent you some books on book covers, and some of this. Now I'm not gonna. I mean, you know, the devil loves to steal things from the church and call it his, or from God, just like, you know,
absolutely,
he did
yeah.
with the garden. He stole the dominion from man.
Right.
When you start researching in these oils and stuff, you're going to find some crazy mystic stuff. But you have to put that to the side and read about the actual, what the plant is, what it does, and forget about their mystic, you know, their mystic thing,
yeah.
Or, you know, take it with
right.
a grain of salt, so to speak.
Right.
It's kind
of
like what you're
okay.
explaining with the pineal gland and the chakra with India's. In our religion.
Right. And one of the things they tell you too that's good for your pineal gland is chocolate. Of course, they tell you to eat cocoa, raw cocoa, as pure as you can, which doesn't have any sugar in it. But if you can get any kind of like chocolate, it's really good for you. It has some of the same things that wine has in it. Wine is, you know, the Bible talks about a little bit of wine is good for your belly because it's good for your belly.
The rest of ale.
Yeah, the rest of ale
is in it. Uh-huh.
Right. And so chocolate. So get pure chocolate as you can. This will help decalcify, not just probably your pineal gland, but it does a lot more than that. But this is things that's going to help unlock your, you know, feed your soul. Just like this lady, they're talking about that she came from the hospital and they said she had dementia, and so they put oils on her. They did things that somehow, I'm sure I don't have a medical thing here, but decalcified her pineal gland. You know, we're gonna claim that tonight since we're talking about it, and helped her brain to function properly by giving her oils and getting her body to absorb things that's even in the body in the temple, in the Bible. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to take back what the devil has stolen, all these things, like even the pineal gland. They say the pineal gland, they have all these weird pictures like the pineal gland, third eye, like it's some you know, paranormal thing, but it's not. It's a God. It's a thing from God, and so it's God made it. And so what we're trying to do here is try to get the brain to functioning 100%. It's kind of what's so beautiful that you guys did for that lady is that you did that with her. You actually restored her brain in a sense. You know, you brought her back from the dead mentally. Into thinking, and I mean, think about that. What they did with that woman, with just what little bit they did, or I don't know about little bit, but whatever they did, totally turned her around, y'all. This is amazing. And got her to thinking straight, talking straight, you know, for the most part. How old was she, Angie? Just tell me how old she was.
96.
Please. 96. Oh, my gosh. 96 years old. And look what these guys did with this stuff. So and this is the here's the thing that we qualify this for all these people that are so hyper spiritual that all they want to do is say in Jesus' name instead of realizing that Jesus' name opens us up to things that are in the Bible and that are in the Word of God, such as these oils that actually the priests use and things that God has given us, and we need to take back what the devil has stolen and start getting our pineal gland working right and our brain and start feeding our bodies the best stuff we can. If you eat pork, you know, it's not, there's no sin in it. We're not against people for doing whatever. You can eat whatever you want. But when you start doing research for yourself and finding out what's good for you, what's not good, maybe you won't eat quite so much of it, or you'll make sure you eat the right kind of, or find something that will substitute pig pork, or find clean, if there's such a thing as clean pig pork. We're not against people eating food. But what we are against is that letting the devil lie to you, thinking you can do whatever you want and not feed your body what it needs, so it can function properly, and then you can't think straight. And then when you start having a battle, you're one of your kids call you, and they've got a problem, and you're freaking out, and you're going, oh, my God, you know, I mean, which we all would do. You know, if your brain is working right, you're not going to panic as easily. You might panic a little bit at first, but you're not going to panic. You're going to be more stable. You're going to think clear. Your pineal gland is going to be able to absorb some light, find some light in the moment, you know, and be able to not panic and be able to absorb some light. And get some good feelings going on, you know, because it's functioning in our brain, our soul, which deals with, you know, everything in the earth, is able to function at 100-fold. That's what I'm believing God for. So we're gonna mix in these oils, and food and different things that like boron and borax that's in avocados and in chocolate. And many other things. You just do a search on it. You'll find out what's all in it. Go ahead, Ann.
I just wanted to say also you can put it in the diffusers, because we even had the diffuser going in a room with a blend of oil. Sometimes it was frankincense and, you know, peppermint, lavender, just different oils that you can breathe through, you know, your sinuses, and it goes straight up into your brain. We had that going, too.
Oh, okay. On this lady that came back.
You
alive.
Know, we just had it in the room. It wasn't overwhelming. It wasn't, you know, it was just a little diffuser. And we would put some of the oils in that, too. And it was really amazing. It was a great experience to see how well they work and, you know, how the plants actually are giving us what we need as well as we give plants what they need. We breathe what they put out, and they use what we put out in our breath to produce them, you know, to be green and produce. So that giving in exchange. You know, and when you reduce the plant down to the oil, they call it the blood of the plant. It's actually, you know, spilling, you know, you've got it down to the purest part or condensed it to its most condensed way of using it into an oil.
Right. The purest form, yeah
so the purest
form. So the life is in the blood. The life is in the blood or the oil of the plant. Yeah, so
correct.
That's really cool. And so what we want to do here, some of you are young, some of you are not so young, it doesn't even matter. They took a 96-year-old woman, and they nurtured her back to health. You know, of course, she eventually died, but she died going out knowing, hey, you know, I'm alert. They had me as, you know, Alzheimer's or dementia or whatever it was, and kind of find out, you know, that wasn't it at all. They got her brain functioning just through the things that they did. So really exciting, and I think we'll move on from there a little bit. But we need to learn how to do this. Let's see. Thank you. I will use them in my special needs son. We have somebody here with a special needs son, and let you know how he changes. This is one of our friends from Washington, Deborah from Washington, says that's the reason I was asking you all that information, Angie, was because Deborah was asking, you know, for her child that has special needs. And so so she's going to, in any recommendations, we don't know what the special need is exactly, but that's maybe she can contact me later and I can contact you privately about that. But yeah, to see if, you know, this would be some good stuff to work on.
If I could get some information, I would be glad to research it and give you the best of what I can find, you know, and I'd be glad to do that. So.
Okay, I just sent that to her, and he said if you could give more details of the problem, she would research for you and find out what he might need. I just texted to her right now. All right, y'all, this is very good. We're not just here to prophesy to people. That's our favorite thing. One of our favorite things to build people up and encourage people. We want to decalcify your prophetically. We want to pour the fragrance of the prophetic realm into your nostrils, that when you breathe it in, it'll decalcify whatever needs to be decalcified and keep you sensitive. And it's just one of the many things. There's many different things in the Word of God that help us to be healthy and whole. And so we're going to believe God to, you know, do that the best we can. So thank you for that. Anything else you want to say, Ann, before I move on to my next caller here?
Well, I was thinking about Catherine Kuhlman at her death, about the roses. And the scent of roses that filled the hospital.
Okay. So
have you heard that story?
Her favorite
thing was roses. And a lot of times she would smell the fragrance of roses, you know, in the presence of the Lord, you know, the rose of Sharon. So she would have a sense of rose. And when she passed away, she was on the third floor at ICU, and they were fussing because of the smell of roses. They weren't allowed to have fresh flowers in that unit. And it permeated the ICU and the whole hospital. It started in ICU, but by the time when she passed, the whole hospital smelt of roses.
Which is impossible to do without roses, right, basically. I mean, the whole hospital,
you know,
that's amazing.
So, you know, and when God says that your prayer, you know, the aroma comes, it's a scent of your prayers, you know, those, there's a sense of, you know, when you're praying, you know, people, you know, he says to anoint yourself, you know, different things. He's telling you to use the oils. Use the oils.
Right.
If you look up where the references are, you can find that God is not anti-oil, and the devil has stole it, and it's stealing the healing from the, you know.
Yeah, the health. Yeah.
I'll give you the hope, but I'm going to try to make the oils look like something that's from
magic,
the other side, some kind of hoodoo voodoo. Well, it's really not.
Right.
The priest had it first. The devil stole it, and then they twisted it so badly that, you know, it's almost like people want to holler New Age, New Age. No, this is God age. This is God stuff, and they stole it, and we need to get it back.
Exactly. I agree. I totally agree. Yeah, and I've been in that camp of, you know, that's Reena I talk about.
Yeah, I was scared of it too, Randy. I tell you, I mean, some of the books are scary, you know. But you know, I've had had enough encounters, and I'm willing to be teachable and not so closed-minded. And God, show me the truth that's hidden in the midst of this. There's, you know, you dig a field and you find, you don't find, the whole field is not full of gold or pearls or whatever, but you dig the field to find the pearl that's within, because the, you know, the kings, it's for the kings for the search out the matter of the thing. So you once, you know,
right.
He illuminates something to you, it's up to you to pursue that to see what he's talking about. And, you know, it even changes. I mean, how did a shepherd boy turn into a king? He was anointed with oils, and I mean, he was flattered in it. It changed him. It changed him.
Yeah, wow.
And the prophet, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah, I believe it. Of course, I've experienced the supernatural, but there's a natural in the super. Supernatural,
yeah.
Natural, super.
Well, when you give God the glory for making it and having it instead of giving it to the, you know, whoever, yeah, then it activates the power even more within it from God, because it's, God made it for a reason. Question here, somebody
Absolutely.
Says, what about headaches? What do you, I guess it depends on why the headache is there, but
peppermint.
I have a friend here, he's had
peppermint.
Peppermint oil?
Peppermint, uh-huh. It stings your eyes a little bit, but in less than 5 minutes, it's gone.
From
actually quicker
oil.
Than that, but peppermint oil.
Okay. All right, and he's asking me a question
Eucalyptus oil is for it, when you have a real bad cold, if you take and do eucalyptus oil across the top of your eyes, your sinus cavities. Top of your eyes, or even an infection, you know, across your cheeks, behind your ears, it'll cause that to open up and drain it all out. You take a warm shower, about 5 hours later, it pulls all those toxins out.
You say eucalyptus oil?
Uh-huh. If you have sinus conditions. If it's
fine.
A sinus headache, that's what, yeah. But peppermint oil is usually the trick into temples. Put it on each side of your temple. A dab a day. You don't have to use much. Just a spot.
Okay, I'm just passing it on as I get it. We're here to serve. We're here to help. We're here to bless you. And, and they said this is their two favorite smells. They just said that.
Well, good.
Happy Interesting.
Healing.
Yeah.
It was drawing you anyway. It was calling you
awesome,
out anyway.
Man.
That inside spirit man was saying, hey, man, let's go get some peppermint.
Yeah. And, you know, that's really good. And also, you know, just like anything else, you pray in Jesus' name over it. Because Jesus' name is involved in everything. We just localized it to, you know, Instead of using Jesus' name to open up the Word of God to us about everything in the natural realm, we use Jesus' name to, you know, we abuse it. In a sense, we use it for things that God didn't use it for. Use it for everything. But what we do is when you get those oil, and you get them, pray over them, just like you would. Like when I get olive oil to anoint a house or pray over somebody, you know, somebody thought I carried around prophet oil. When I anointed Huckabee years ago, they said they thought I had some prophet oil. I don't have prophet oil. I just got oil, you know. And but when you have that oil, you pray over it in Jesus' name and believe God to bless it, and you'll bring the super out of the natural. It'll be awesome. And thank you, Jesus, for this being in the Word of God.
You can use avocado oil to rub your body down. It sucks it in. You were talking about the avocado, right?
Yes.
I use candela. I've infused candela. And avocado oil together.
What?
To rub over my body. It helps with circulation and, you know, it
okay.
just absorbs in. It helps. It doesn't leave your skin greasy, but you can take avocado oil and use it like, get rid of your petroleum oil. You know, the black goo is on everything. It's in everything. They're making medicine with it. And I used to think that the black goo was that the I've been watching a lot of different stuff trying to figure out what's going on, okay? And I believe the black goo that they're talking about is the petroleum oil and its byproducts. It's in everything, people. It's killing us. You know, it's good to put in the car because it makes it go, but keep it off your body. It ain't helping you.
All right. All right, we're going to try to give scriptures with everything. But what we want to try to do, too, is bring scripture to all this, like, you know, as we have. We're going to start doing that more and more all the time. And so that people understand that this is something the devil has stolen. And we're going to, you know, everything we do in Jesus' name. But we do
we're
in Jesus'
name. We're taking it back. We're taking it back,
yeah, we're taking
Randy.
It back.
We're taking it back.
Taking it back.
So we're bringing healing back to the house.
Yeah,
bringing healing back
Jesus
to the house.
Name.
We're taking it back.
In Jesus' name, we're doing it, and it's going to be great. So we're going to bring the full gospel, the full counsel of God, not just part of the counsel, not just the Jesus' name counsel. Like people say the Jesus' name is like some magic thing where it takes care of everything. You know, his name is to bring revelation to you from the Word. If the Word of God has in there that the oils that the priest, I mean, that priest, that oil that they made for the temple was so holy. It's so special that they wouldn't let them anoint anything else with it. It was a holy oil that had something to do with activating the supernatural atmosphere of God. So people don't tell, you know, our friends here don't tell
me that. I think
they
were different kinds. I think there was more than just one kind of oil. I think that they blended different types for different things. And
well,
the priest,
the anointing,
when you went before the priest to offer your sacrifice for, you know, for the sins, I'm not sure, but maybe they had to, you know, they confessed their sins, and knowing, you know, what was creating that situation, the oils brought a strength so they could overcome that situation and be healed from it. I don't know. That's just a thought.
I don't know. Yeah,
but I'm just saying, you know, God gave him the wisdom to use that.
Hang on a second. So I do know this, that the anointing oil had like about five ingredients that I've studied this just not too long ago, and they wouldn't let them do anything with it other than, you know, so they had, like you said, they had different oils, but they five different ingredients in the anointing oil. So there had to be something really special. If God said specific, you have to understand God, y'all, he was speaking to Moses from heaven, right? Moses was on the mountain, and God was telling him, put these five oils in that anointing oil and don't let anybody anoint anything else other than the things in the temple. Now, you know that those ingredients create something when they're put together in a container. Or God wouldn't be telling Moses to do it, you know? So it came from heaven. It's in the Word of God. It's now it's in the name of Jesus. You know, now
that's
we can add the name of Jesus to it because that's what the Word of God is. Everything God gave Moses was in the name of Jesus, if you will. You know, so we have to realize, friend, that God wants to bring back to that place where we're in the Garden of Eden and we have glorified bodies and we're still eating food. That's good food for glorified bodies. You got to think about that. Glorified bodies ate good food. So, you know, people saying, I don't have to eat, I don't have to change my diet to get, listen, they had glorified bodies and they ate good food. We don't even have glorified bodies. It's not a spiritual sin for you to eat that stuff. You can do that if you want. There's no sin. We're not going to say you're forgiven of, you know, I mean, you know, but overall, if the Bible's, everything's acceptable, but not everything's good for you. So we got to find out what is not good for us and not eat it, you know, and eat the good things, or at least, you know, 99% of the time, you know, once a week, like I say, I have my ice cream. I get the healthiest ice cream I can find and the healthiest root beer I can find or milk or whatever, and I make me a milkshake or a float. I do that once a week. That's it. Nothing during the week at all. And so if you can find something, you know, like that and add it to your life, I think you're going to find yourself being not only physically healthy, you're making noises. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm going to mute you for a second. I'm going to move on anyway, but yeah, your phone is really making a lot of noises, so I had to mute you there for a second. Okay, so let's try to move on. And Shannon says, it's interesting, he said a friend doctor, neurologist, told me that peppermint, numbs pain. It has something in it. I thought that was interesting because I added a lot of pepper to my food before I knew that. Well, so pepper, you mean like black pepper? Talking about when they said peppermint, I don't know if that's pepper. Are we on the same page with that? I'm not sure. Maybe if I said something wrong. What, we're talking about peppermint, not pepper. Is it the same thing, though? Maybe the same thing. I don't know. Anyway, there you go. So, yeah, he said yes, like salt and pepper. But you're not. But we're talking about peppermint. Is peppermint and pepper the same thing? Are you just telling me that pepper, is that a totally different subject about pepper? Maybe you're not even bringing, because I told you peppermint earlier. I'm thinking you're saying pepper has a property that numbs pain. Okay, so you're not talking about peppermint. You're talking about pepper like black pepper. Okay, cool. Interesting. All right. Very cool. Thank you for that information. All right, let's take my next caller here. Thank you, Angie, for all your help. All right, 803-991, who we're talking with, please.
Hi, Randy. It's Angela, South Carolina.
All right, Angela. Lay it on us, man. What's up?
I'm enjoying the conversation. Y'all could have kept going.
Well, you need to help us out. Wasn't that good information?
But it's funny, I was
going to
tell you.
That.
It's funny you talk about the brain tonight, because yesterday at work, that's all I was thinking about was my brain, and I was just thanking my brain for being my brain. I said, because I'm like, you think about your other body parts, but you never think about your brain, at least for me, you know, because I'm like, with all
true.
The stress and pressure I've been under, I was like, brain, thank you for letting me walk across this parking lot. Thank you for helping me drive to work. Thank you for, you know, and just saying that to take some pressure off of my mind, I guess. But that's very interesting. I worked at GNC 15 years, and the stuff she was saying, is she's spot on with everything, because I know the guacamole is like a brain food, and ginkgo biloba is what elephants eat. That's why their memory is so great. I don't know if you heard the cliche that elephants never forget. They eat a lot of ginkgo.
Okay, now let's slow down.
Ginkgo tree.
Let's slow down a little bit. You're saying that so fast because you know it so well. I've heard of ginkgo, but how do you say it? Spell ginkgo biloba?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Starts with a G.
Spell it for me.
It's G-I-N-K-O. Oh, make me miss it. I think it's G-I-N-K-O, ginkgo biloba, B-I-B-O-L-A. I think that's it.
Right. And so that's like a food for the – you say elephants eat that? Like, you mean they eat the plants out there in the
– Yes, they eat the leaves from the trees.
Are?
Yes, in Africa. I think it's Africa. And, yeah. They like the ginkgo a lot. But for me, because I have O blood – Yeah, if you got thin blood, you got to be careful with ginkgo biloba because it does thin the blood. And if you already have thin blood like I do, I realized that when I took it one time, it almost made me pass out because I was taking it too much. And it's like a blood thinner. So if you already have thin blood, like I have O blood, so just be careful with focus and concentration.
So it thins your blood.
Mm-hmm. Helps thin the blood, too. Like if you have high blood pressure. A friend of mine has high blood pressure, so it helps with her focus, and when you scatter brain a little bit, it helps with it, you know, gets you back in focus and that type of stuff. So, but O blood, just like with vitamin E, you have to be careful. You don't want to take too much because it can make you feel a little lightheaded. So,
right,
I think I was excited about taking it. And I didn't hear you.
Because vitamin E thins your blood also?
It does. Mm-hmm. It's a blood thinner also.
Okay.
But I'll take it, but I'll take it every couple of days. I don't take it every day. If I take it every day, it might be a problem. Depends on how many milligrams you're taking. But, yeah, as long as you're taking that, you know, maybe 400 maybe 400 a day is not bad, but I'll try to take it 400. Sometimes I take 1,200 in one day, but I won't take any more for a couple of days.
Right, right.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's some really, really good information. The brain, we definitely need our brains. How about, I just say avocado is good for the brain. And
yeah,
pineapple is good for it, too. But
well, yeah, they say pineapple, you know, they say that things that are in the shape of, like, your body part, like, you say your brain looks like a walnut. They say walnuts are really good for your brain. And they say that the pineal is like a – the reason they call it pineal is pine with an A-L on the end of it. Pineal. It's like a pine cone or like a pineapple. So that would make sense that pineapple would but what are you saying pineapple does exactly? Is it good brain food or what?
Yeah, it's good for inflammation, good for joint problems, digestion, skin. It has a lot of good benefits to it. I know it's good for aching joints, arthritis, blood pressure, and it's something else.
Okay, blood pressure too.
But it's
awesome.
Good brain food too, I heard. And like cayenne pepper or red pepper. Is the only organ that reaches the brain as far as herb. When it comes to herb, I heard cayenne pepper goes through all your organs, not just your brain. Some herbs will go to your brain, but the cayenne pepper goes through your whole body. Like it's like a herb for everything, I guess.
Oh. So what does cayenne pepper do? That's funny because I had God put me on cayenne pepper a few years ago, and I ate a bunch of it. And because I, you know, but what does it do for you exactly? Oh.
It's good for circulation.
Yeah.
It's good for energy.
Okay.
Good for your heart, blood pressure, low pressure, high pressure. What else? Your joints. There are a lot of good benefits. Like I said, it reaches the brain. Good for the eyes. Yeah, it's like
so
a.
So what did it do for your brain? Like circulation? Like it? What would it do for your brain exactly, as far as? That you know.
I don't know what it does, but I just know what I read. It says it's the only herb that reaches the brain. So I'm thinking maybe, I don't know, maybe it could help with focus or something. I'm not sure, but I know it says it's the only herb that it says reaches the brain as far as, like some herbs, like the ginkgo is good for the brain, goku cola, but the cayenne pepper, it reaches like every organ in the body. It goes through everything. So I don't know exactly what it does in the brain. I don't know if it makes you, I don't know, I think it makes you more alert when you take cayenne pepper.
Okay.
Because I know when I take it before I go exercise, I've done that before, if I'm bike riding or whatever, if I take cayenne pepper, I notice I don't feel tired. I don't feel that lethargy after you exercise. I don't feel that. So it keeps you, it does something. The metabolism or something too, you know.
Right. So if it goes to your brain, the reason I'm asking about the brain tonight, because we're focusing on the brain tonight, about the pineal gland. So if it penetrates that, it probably does something for your pineal gland too, I would think. That's why I asked you what it
does.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty interesting.
I would think it would. Yeah.
So it penetrates you because it's such a fine. I mean, I always wondered, I've heard that before with different things. You need stuff that will actually penetrate and feed your whole body, because a lot of people put stuff in their body, but it doesn't really penetrate your whole body. So what do you do if you take things that you want to, like, would you take cayenne pepper together with other things that you want to reach your brain to and kind of mix them together? Would that help it kind of get there or no?
I think you could, because I used to take it was called Capsicool. And it was cayenne pepper, ginger, and I think I want to say bromelain, which is part of a pineapple. And I took all three of those. It was in one capsule, but it was, you know, all three ingredients in one capsule. And that's the one I took. Like I said, before I went to exercise, I would take Capsicool. Yeah. By Nature's Way. This is way a couple of years ago. I don't know if they still have it, but
how
was all three mixed together.
Say it one more time. Real slow and spell it for me.
It's Capsicool. It's C-A-P. C as in cat, A as in apple, P as in Paul, I as in ice cream, and the word cool, COOL. And it was really good. It was a really good formula, Capsicool. Capsicle. That's why I call it Capsicle. I might have had an S on the end, but I know that's close. It's been a while ago. I have the regular cayenne pepper now, but I don't know if I can maybe find that anymore. But it's called Capsicle, something like that. But Nature's Way is the name of the company. They're a good company, very well known.
Yeah, Nature Way.
My herbs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this seems to be the subject. It seems to be the subject tonight about this, mainly because I got that. You know, God spoke to me. When God speaks to me in the supernatural realm about something, and especially not knowing, you know, what it even means when He speaks it to me, and I write it down or record it the best I can, then I'm going like, this is important. You know, this has to do with our ability to think clearly. Because when I did research on the pineal gland, I realized, especially since some of these spiritual people have tried to take it and call it the third eye, which Christians are like, I don't want to get involved in if it's involved with the third eye, you know, like it's some kind of mystical, but it's a God-given gland that they probably have done, you know, testing on and found out that it really does do something powerful. So we know God put it in there, and so since God spoke it to me supernaturally, I'm knowing that. Here's what I believe that God's about to do with me, with us here. PGN's going to show me how to activate that where it's functioning properly to its fullest potential, because it has something to do with our memory, they say. You know, it has something to do with light and darkness, and there's several other things. We'll talk about it more later, but I have a feeling that the reason God showed me that is because He knows that the revelation He gave me about having 100% of my brain working, you know, to absorb, you know, the Word of God. Of course, it's with the Holy Spirit that we do it. But, yeah, so I have a feeling that God is about to, you know, because of the one word, the pineal gland, He's about to open up some very powerful stuff. Yeah, and what will come next, I don't know, but. Well, that's why I'm excited about this. That's why I asked you about the cayenne pepper, because that penetrates everything. Mm-hmm. Then, and if you, like, you just, that's why, you know, like, listen to how I ask you questions. People think, well, he's kind of like a study freak because he comes up with all these good questions. No, it's the Holy Spirit. When I asked you, Angela, to help me understand that cayenne pepper goes to the brain, then can't we mix other things together? See, that's that scientist in me. It's already in my brain mixing things, you know, like cayenne pepper and, you know, I'm a mad scientist, you know, because I feel like God's going to show us some things, maybe give us some inventions to where we can activate the full power of the brain. Because when you said that reached every part of your body, that tells me that there may be parts of my body that, if we mixed, like God had them mix certain oils together, God did that. It wasn't something Moses came up with. God told them oils to mix together for the holy temple. God did that. So if he did that, then there's got to be a mix. Let's take that holy oil mix that God gave them, and God wakes me up in the middle of the night and says, Randy, you know, I forgot to tell Moses about this. You got a minute? And I'm going, yeah. And he says, mix cayenne pepper with this and that and the other, and you're going to find you're going to start thinking even clearer than before. I'm going to go, thank you, Jesus, man. I'm not going to go, oh, my God. You see what I'm saying? That's why I ask you that, because that the Holy Spirit in me is onto something here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when I worked in collections, I took calls from all over the world, and there was this woman that called in. She lives in Mexico, and she was telling me about cayenne pepper also, and she was like, she said, yeah. She said, I eat it at every meal. She said, I put it in my greens and my breakfast. I have it at every meal. And she said, my skin is just glowing, and she's very alert. But she was just telling me how there in Mexico, which is where she lived, and she's a black woman like me, and she was like, the cayenne pepper is something they use a lot, good for the heart, you know, circulation. If someone's having a heart attack, they say actually giving them cayenne pepper helps. To prevent that, or helps to, you know, it helps with cholesterol also. So it's a lot of benefits to taking cayenne pepper, and it helps increase the circulation. But she was just saying how she puts it in every meal she cooks, especially like greens and stuff like that. So I was like, wow, okay. So
yeah, and I do cayenne pepper
it's
too.
It's got benefits. Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. But you see, I did not know that it helped. It went to every part of your body. That when you said that, my spirit man went, mark that down, Chandler. I go,
yeah,
yes, sir.
I remember that. Yeah, I was like, I had never read on any other herb like that. I mean, it could be some more, but that's the one I read that said it reaches every organ in the body, cayenne pepper, every organ.
Wow, and so you have read, you have studied that. You worked at some, where did you say you worked?
I worked at GNC. I worked at GNC years
ago. Okay, GNC,
ago.
Yeah, cool. I've been to GNC many times. So you studied, yeah. You've done a lot of time studying, so you may be one of our scientists. We're going to call you, I'll be scientist one, you can be scientist two, and Angie can be scientist three. If anybody wants to join our crew, you have to really get into this stuff. But hey,
you
know, Angela.
We used to have a big book in the store called Prescription for Nutritional Healing by two doctors. They were husband and wife that wrote this book. It's a huge book, and it has all types of any disease you can come up with. You can go in and look it up and study it and read it, and it tells you the natural cures. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, whatever one you want to try to help yourself get better. And I used to read it all the time. I was at GNC, you know, 8 hours a day, and I had so many threats on my life because customers would say, okay, I'm going to try this herb. If it don't work, I'm coming back to get you. Well, nobody never came back to get me because they were always satisfied with the herb or the vitamin I recommended. Yeah, they would call me Dr.
Wow.
Angela.
You know what?
So,
You know what I'm thinking as you're saying that? I'm thinking, I'm going back to the Garden of Eden. And in the Garden of Eden, you know, they were perfect. They didn't have any sin right before they sinned. And God made, it says, the Bible says that he made all the herbs, you know, plus the vegetables and the fruit and all that stuff. So when you hear that and you know that because they were pure with God, they just knew things. Like we get words of knowledge. Now we have to get the spirit for the word of knowledge to know things that we don't know. God will show us things that we don't have knowledge of, and he'll show it to us supernaturally. But in the Garden of Eden, Angela, they knew, you know, it's like God created those herbs. And so when I don't want to say they start feeling sick or they started feeling whatever, but it's like something in them knew, like you just said. It's like they didn't have to read the book like we do. They just knew because in them they had that instinct from God that they knew God said cayenne pepper, you know, goes right to your blood. And they would know to go eat some cayenne pepper just without even thinking about it. It's like they would supernaturally know. And so what we're learning here is that God, all these things that God has made, and God's going to start showing us by the Holy Spirit, like when God told Moses to mix these certain oils together as a holy oil, you know, for the temple. And you just think about that one thing. Just, we can talk about a lot of things, but that one thing would tell you that this combination of things. So Carmen here says cayenne pepper is good for headaches, sinus drain, circulation, detox, pain relief, and creams, weight loss, heart health. Cayenne can treat everything from gout, nausea, sore throat, and menstrual pain to tremors, paralysis, and delirium. It is believed that it can attack and kill cancer cells, making it a vital tool in the fight against leukemia and other types of cancer. Thank you for that information, Carmen. So, okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
You were saying something before I interrupt you there.
Oh, that's, I mean, yeah. I know some other health ailments that would help heal and help with, but yeah. The book they written is by these two doctors. I think it was Dr. Balch, Phyllis Balch, real big, thick book. And, I mean, you can
how
go
do you spell
that book. You just, it's B-A-C-H. I've got a camera room. Let's see. Prescription for Nutritional Healing is the name of the book. And
Prescription for Nutritional Healing.
Balch.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. B-A-L-C-H, two doctors. They were medical doctors, and they got into the natural path of healing.
There's a lot of doctors doing that.
Yeah.
There's they know that it's, yeah. it's a big, a lot of this stuff's a big scam. It's a big scam.
Right.
And they make you feel like yeah. you're a rebellious person if you don't go along with their stuff. I mean, it's amazing. I've dealt with doctors and medical people on behalf of kinfolk lately, and trying to take care of them. And I tell you, the medical world, man, it's like they're taught to sell that stuff, chemotherapy and whatever else they're trying to sell, pump, and it is worthless. Right. Absolutely, for the most part, worthless.
Right. Even with certain companies, even with, I won't call their name out again, but I didn't realize some of the pharmaceuticals, the same people who make drugs also make vitamins. So they feel like if we can get you one way, we'll still get you another way. So I went and researched some stuff out, and come to find out that it's true. So to me, if you want to look for the best organic company that makes vitamins, Nutrilite was another good company I was taking their vitamins, which I think are the best. No fillers, no artificial junk in them. But that's another thing you do have to look out for. And GNC has. I didn't hear you.
Nutrilite, you say? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Nutrilite Double X. It was. I'm not sure most people know the company called Amway, but they're called something different. Quick Star now, but Nutrilite had a good Double X multivitamin for men and women could take, and it's a very high potency vitamin with a lot of good organic stuff in it. No extra fillers and stuff like that in them. So very clean multivitamins. There's some other ones out there too, but you have to read the back of the ingredients on those, some of those vitamins and stuff that have what extra stuff they have in there, because some of them are not legitimate. But
okay.
Yeah.
So Nutrilite, that's like N-U-T-R. That's the name of, that's a brand name.
N-U-T-R-I-L-I.
How do you spell that?
Neutral. I'm ready to make me spell tonight. See, N-U-T-R-I. Let's see, Nutrilite. N-U-T-R-L-I-T-E. Nutra. N-U-R-T-R. I'm going to get some brain food.
Okay, that's close enough.
L-I-T-E.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, gotcha.
And it's by
awesome.
Amway Quick Star, but yeah, they're really good.
Okay, and that was double X, what vitamins?
Mm-hmm. Double X. They have other ones too. I mean, if you want to get those.
Double X what? I mean, double X, what's the name? What's the name of it? Multivitamins.
Double X.
Multi.
Mm-hmm. Double X.
So that is important to get the right one. Multivitamins.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Double X multivitamins by Nutrilite, or just
yes.
getting your basic thing that you need every day. Like,
right.
Give
mm-hmm.
us this,
so
give us this day
food.
Or daily. We need to get, make sure we're getting the right kind. That's not, we have fillers in it, and get the right kind. So, okay. All right. Awesome. This is really cool. We've been doing this. We've done this a couple times lately on the show, and I'm thinking we have a lot of people responding to it. Okay, there it is. Nutrilite, Nutrilite. I think you got it right. Vitamins and supplements.
Okay.
Double X. Okay. Carmen just sent me a picture of that. Thank you, Carmen. If anybody needs pictures of that, I will text it to you. If you need that, you can, like, if you're like me, I like to see everything, man. Once I see it, I got it. If I don't see it,
right.
spell it out, I might miss it. So that's why I asked you to spell everything. Thank you for the help on that.
No problem.
Yeah. So, I do eat. I went through a time where I had a whole lot of cayenne pepper. I didn't even know why God had me doing it. I was doing it for my lungs. I have a lung problem. Not bad. I've had it for many years. But, and so anybody got any recommendations for lung stuff? Like,
were you already taking Echinacea? Let me see, I could pull it up in my book
yeah.
right here. Do you have like bronchitis or something? Or just?
No, I don't know. I got sick with, I went to visit one of my children and helped them do some construction work. And one of the guys we had dinner with one day, I ate one of his french fries. And one of my children said, don't eat from him because he's got, and sure enough, I got sick. And I was sick of the flu for like a week. And after that, I had lung problems. And I have had them ever since. And that's been like 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Wow.
Where it's congestion, like I cough up stuff on
the
regular basis.
Was it around the sheetrock that you were breathing in, that sheetrock dust from the sheetrock?
No, it wasn't sheetrock dust. It wasn't sheetrock dust. It had nothing to do with sheetrock dust. Well,
okay.
I got after I had the flu, that's when I got the – I've never had lung problems in my life until I had that flu. And then after I had the flu, what was amazing about it is, Angela, is that when I would go on a fast, like I would fast for several days,
mm-hmm.
this has been a few years ago, and when my body was empty of food, that went completely away, completely away. But as soon as I started eating food again, it came right back,
mm-hmm.
the lung thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you don't know what just, you say your lung, it makes you what, breathe funny or feel tired?
No, I don't. Sometimes my lungs will gurgle a little bit, but I mean, I've had it for like 15 years. I just cough it out in the morning, a little bit, cough that stuff.
Right.
But it's a pretty regular problem. It is a very regular problem. And it's phlegm. I get phlegm in my lungs, It doesn't hurt. I don't have any pain. I don't have any problems breathing. I exercise a lot. I have no, but it's just the phlegm down in my lungs, and it's,
I'm going to research that out for you, Randy. I would definitely.
Okay.
Sounds like it just causes you to cough. No major pain, but it does make you cough a little bit.
I don't even really have to cough. It's not really a cough. I deliberately cough to get the phlegm out of my lungs. I can feel the phlegm in my lungs.
Right. I know they call it non-productive cough.
Right.
Yeah,
no pain,
cough, like,
no nothing.
But
no,
I
don't really have a cough at all. I just cough to get the, to get it out of my lungs.
Right.
I don't even have to cough, yeah. Maybe sometimes, but very seldom ever, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I know it, and cayenne may help with that, too. Like I said, you were taking it, cayenne pepper. It helps break up mucus in your body, for sure.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I took cayenne pepper.
Right.
I did. That's one of the reasons. That's why I started doing cayenne pepper, actually. I think I did some research one day, and cayenne pepper seemed to be a good thing. And that's why, when I take something, I get carried away. I ate so much of it, it's like my belly would burn, I just get crazy with it.
I did that one time with cayenne pepper, too.
It will burn you. And I got the hottest kind you can get, like the 100%, I got to get the best, the hottest. And I'm gonna burn this lung thing out. Well, it didn't burn it out, I hate to say. But I did try. That's why I'm very familiar with cayenne pepper. So.
I'm saying
that
reminds me of a funny story. When I was at GNC, I was learning about the cayenne pepper, too. We had a lot of different herbal brands we carried, like Herbal Plus was one of them, and that cayenne pepper had to be at least, I want to say 100,000 IUs per capsule. I'm a small person, so that's a lot for me. So I said, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try this today. So I was in the store by myself, and I took a pill. And at first, it went down okay. And next thing I know, I'm sweating. And then I'm feeling lightheaded, and I'm like, oh, gosh. And then I feel like I'm about to pass out. So I just went down. I was standing behind the cash register. I just went down to the floor to try to just catch myself because, I knew I was about to pass out. And so these customers walked in, and I knew I didn't have the energy to stand. it took me out that far, and I was like, I said, hello, how y'all doing? I just went straight back down to the floor. And it just taught me I would never take cayenne pepper. That was too many IUs. You can take too much of something, That was too much.
Yeah.
So it's like 100,000 IUs per capsule. It was a very powerful formula.
Oh,
but
my
if you
God.
Take like just a regular 250, 500, I'm good with that. But that was a lot.
Yeah.
And, you're right. It will make you feel like you're going to pass out.
When the capsules would open up in my stomach, it would burn my stomach. Literally burn my stomach.
Right.
And I go, I got to quit. Because what I had to start doing was having a little bit of food before I did that, So that kind of solved that problem.
Right.
I thought I was going
to die. That one was enough for me. I didn't need to keep taking that amount of milligrams, but I just cut it back. Went to another brand. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Carmen says get a good pure air purifier, run in the bedroom an hour before bedtime. It's a dairy, which I don't have dairy. Gumbo. Gumbo, what do you mean gumbo? Carmen's telling me to take gumbo. Ange says, I don't know. I have had some, Angie sent me this thing for clear lungs. I had taken that before actually, and it did help me a little bit, but I just didn't believe it enough. So I bought some more after Angie said that on the last show we did. Angie mentioned that before. Clear lungs. And also black seed oil. I take black seed oil now. Huh?
Clear Lungs is a good product. I'm going to sell that. Yep, sure did.
What is it called? Spell it for me.
Clear Lungs, what she said. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Clear Lungs. Okay. Yes, Clear Lungs. Clear Lungs, it's in a bottle. I have been taking that. And black seed oil, I've been taking that too. All right? So I've been a good boy. I've been doing that since the last time you mentioned that. I actually had taken Clear Lungs several months ago. I walked into a place, a health food place, and I said, what can I do? She said, Clear Lungs. So I wasn't familiar with that, but okay, gumbo. Okay, Carmen says gumbo the food. Okay. Isn't this cool? We can talk about spiritual things, man. We're saving the world. We're going to tell everybody about the market, the global economy, the political stuff, the Antichrist, and then the next day we're talking about vitamins. I love it. love it, man.
Pretty awesome.
I love it. Now she sends me a picture. That was not a good move, Carmen. Now it makes me hungry. Oh, my gosh. That looks awesome.
I've heard of gumbo. I don't know if I've ever had gumbo. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had. I don't know if I've ever had gumbo.
I've heard the name.
Why gumbo? Why gumbo, Carmen? What is so good about gumbo? It has some kind of pepper. You misspelled that. Oh, cayenne pepper. It has cayenne pepper. Okay, so you're talking about some food that has cayenne pepper. Okay, gotcha. I thought maybe the gumbo itself. I could put cayenne pepper on chicken, girl. I have to have no gumbo. But gumbo's probably pretty good, though, right? I'm going to have to try it.
Right. I think it's like a Louisiana dish, Louisiana style. Gumbo.
Yeah, Louisiana. Right, yeah. That sounds good. And, and Shannon sent me a thing about milk thistle helps regenerate the liver.
Mm.
Why did you bring that up, milk thistle? I mean, what's up with that? I think that's for liver function. I think that I take some liver function stuff, liver cleanser that Angie turned me on to.
And the liver is the only organ that can actually regrow itself in the body. It rejuvenates. The liver is the only organ that can do that. And this is definitely very most popular one I know of for the liver. Dandelion is another one, but yeah.
Okay. Interesting. This is very interesting. And so hopefully anybody listening tonight that has problems, stuff, we're going to pray with you in Jesus' name, believe me. But in Jesus' name, God might do like he did me in the middle of the night, leave some stuff out that he forgot to tell Moses. I'm kidding about that, but the pineal gland, Randy, I forgot to tell Moses about that on the mountain. So I'm telling you, pineal. I'm going, okay, man, whatever that is. I didn't even look it up for a few days, and I'm thinking, you know, and then, so the Lord literally told me in my spirit, you know, you forgot about the pineal gland, Randy. Look it up. Start studying it. So I did that a couple of days ago, and I went, oh, my gosh. No wonder you're telling me about that. So I'm excited about all this, y'all. And we're going to believe God for everything God has created in Jesus' name to open up our eyes to revelation on how to help us. Some of us think we have demonic oppression, you know, and I'm not saying that we don't have demonic oppression at times. People can have it, or anxiety, and we may find out that it's not demonic, or it's not something bad thing you're doing to yourself, or some sin you're into, you know, whatever it may have anything to do with any of that. It may be very well the fact that you're not feeding your brain what it needs to think clear and be happy. You know, that's what the pineal, part of the pineal gland is about, is showing you how to help activate what its purpose is. If God put the pineal gland in there to make you happy, you know, and for your memory and all that, listen, it has to do with how you feel and how you function every day. So that is huge,
right,
in what God is saying. So we're going to take back what the devil's stolen and all this stuff. And I know people get carried away with it, but you know what? We're gonna do all this in the name of Jesus, and we're gonna believe God to show us what He wants us to do, because obviously He's speaking about it, and has spoken to me about it for years. Actually, I mean, I got it from God, not just from somebody telling me something I decided to try. God started speaking to me about this stuff supernaturally, and so the last thing He gave me was the pineal gland, which was a whole different thing, man. I'm like, oh my gosh, you kind of find out. The very things that, go ahead.
Hold on, I'm going to cut you off. Have you heard that the alligator has a brain the size of a dime, and it uses every part of its brain? Have you ever heard that, the alligator?
Brain size of a dime?
Brain size of a dime, and it uses every part of its brain? The alligator?
No, I had not heard. They have a brain the size of a dime, D-I-M-E?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. And they use every bit of it. And we got the brain
every
the size of a grapefruit. Okay, every part. Okay, we got the brain size of a brain of a grapefruit, right? How big is our brain, mostly, generally speaking?
I don't know. I've heard something
about how big your head is, probably.
Yeah, probably. I hope so, I guess. I'm not sure.
Probably say size of a grapefruit, maybe bigger. So if we use every bit of our brain, we'd probably be really blessed. And that's what I think God's trying to teach us, is how to do all the things that we can in the natural. And I'm not just talking about natural things. That's why we're going to do everything we can in Jesus' name, for Jesus to show us, Holy Spirit to show us, the pineal gland, all the herbs, the things that were in the Garden of Eden, the things that were important for feeding a glorified body, much less a body that's fallen in sin, and come short of the glory, and also the spiritual things, you know, what we do daily, our forgiveness of sin and keeping our conscience clear and keeping the guilt and the shame and all the stuff on a daily basis. When you do something, I don't care how little it is, friend, it doesn't make any difference. That little thing ends up being a big, it's the little things that spoil the vine. So those little things we don't think much about, and they build up and build up and build up, and pretty soon we're having an anxiety attack going, oh, I don't understand, some demon must be on me. Well, probably because you haven't been dealing with those little things that you do every day, not bad things, just little things, you know, little things that you mess up on. God, cleanse me of that. Lord, I wish I'd have never said that to that person. I feel so bad about that. Right. As soon as you think you feel bad about it, ask God to help you deal with it right then. Cleanse it from you. Speak to yourself. You're forgiven. Wash yourself. Put a little worship music. You know, you don't have to spend a lot of time with it. Just start doing it, but do it daily. And I guarantee you, friend, you're going to find yourself not being, when bad news comes, you don't freak out. You'll be sleeping on the pillow like Jesus going, oh, yeah, that. You'll be on PGN. I'll be saying, hey, who is this? You go like, because you'll be sleeping with Jesus in peace.
Right.
Something like that.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up. I was literally saying that yesterday, take my brain for granted, and here you are speaking about it today. So that's confirmation for me, like, hey, Lord, I need to take care of my brain.
So you're the one.
Give me some
You're the one.
Yeah, it's me. It's
yeah,
me.
Right. It's you. You're growing this out.
I'm
going to blame you now. I'm blaming you now for that. Okay. But it's so good because obviously God's hearing our prayers because he's speaking to me, you know, supernaturally. When he speaks to me supernaturally, it's one thing to get a word of knowledge. That's supernatural in a sense. But when he speaks to me in the middle of the night, you know, it's very special. It's a very special time. It's a secret, you know, time, basically. And so I was like going, you know, oh, my gosh, you know, that is wow. And when I looked it up and saw what he's trying to tell us, I got really excited about it as an answer to a question I've had probably for a few years now, since I've known that we are going to get not just like the alligator, we're going to use every bit of our brain that we've got. And believe me, friend, you know what? We're going to be sharp, man. We're going to be working for Jesus. We're going to comprehend the Word of God. We'll be the greatest teachers in the whole world. They say, how are you doing that? What prayer are you praying? Well, we're praying, and in Jesus' name, you know, that God opens up everything of the Word of God to us, not just the spiritual dimension, but the natural dimension, the physical, every dimension that we have that God has given us. We want to have revelation on every bit of it. And oh, my gosh. Oh, Angela, I just got this. Oh, my Lord. This is amazing. Listen to this. Oh, my God. Wow. Listen to what I just said. I just was talking about how that we're going to have 100% of our brain, right? And then I went to this thing that God was, you know, saying to me right now, that we're going to get revelation from God on everything, 100%. Now, listen to this. So if we get 100% revelation on the natural things that make our body whole, we're going to have 100% of our brain. Did you hear that? My God, that's amazing.
Wow, I'll receive that, 100%. Wow.
Oh, my Lord.
Amazing.
Y'all, did y'all hear that?
That'd be amazing.
That was divine. God does it to me all the time.
Hallelujah.
It happens to me all the time. That's why I got to find somebody I can talk to. They don't even have to listen to me. I said, just sit there and do your thing and just listen. I'm going to talk, okay? And they go, okay, go ahead. I mean, I train these people to do this, right? You don't have to listen to it. You don't have to respond. Just let me talk. So literally, I start talking, and out of my own mouth, it's like a prophetic thing or something. I don't know what it is, spiritual revelation, something. And I'll start getting answers to things coming out of my own mouth that I'm going, wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow. And pretty soon the person that's not really listening that well will say, man, you must have really got a lot because you said wow a lot. I said, yeah, you wouldn't believe what I just – you were paying attention because you're doing what I – oh, my God. And so this happens to me all the time. So I just got this from God, that the more – in the natural realm we're talking, you know, for the natural part, because it's supernatural. When we start opening up to 100% of all the natural things, the herbs, everything that's in there, the oils, all the stuff that God, when we get 100% revelation of the things that help our bodies and the way it helps it, and we activate that the way God says and put it in a form that we can do with our food and do it naturally, we're going to have 100% of our brain. I just got that. And the Lord just said, and I've seen a lot more than I'm saying, but what I just saw was something in a capsule form, something in some type of a capsule form with all those things in it mixed, like the oil, like the anointing oil that God told Moses. Yeah, mixed in a capsule or mixed in some kind of a pill or some kind of something or some kind of, maybe a food we can, you know, put out or something. I don't know. But put it in a – where we mix all the right things together that will cause you to have 100% use of your brain, y'all. Did y'all hear that?
Hallelujah.
That's a thus saith the Lord.
Wow. Amen.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. I know I'll be forgetting stuff sometimes. Like, I just thought of this with – and I do think the food we can't get, like the nutrients and stuff we need, like we years ago, I guess, and it does affect your memory. You know, it does affect, like you say, eating sugars and sweet, all that does too. Even for myself, because I love greens. You know, I love greens and collard greens and turnips, but I stop eating them because there's nothing there, and I just take chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is like a bunch of greens together in one drop. But it's fortified, and I'll take that instead of just buying them. To me, it's wasting my money to buy greens out of the store because there's no taste, there's no value to them, there's no nutrients in it for me. You know, some people like them, but I know what I grew up on. I know what my grandmother and great grandmother and mother cooked when I was coming up. I know what it tastes like, and it don't taste the same. So that causes your brain to lose nutrients that you would be getting from the greens you normally should be eating, but because they've taken it, they've marketed and commercialized our food, we're missing it. So I'll take chlorophyll as my greens.
So here's what I'm saying. Here's what the Lord is saying. What I'm saying. I'm saying it because the Lord's telling me. But we are about to. I've been working on this. I've been talking about this for a long time. There's a few people that even commented on it here on PGN. And said, you know, the hundredfold use of our brain. I'm going, God. I know God's going to do it. I know it's in the Bible. If it's in the Bible, and God starts speaking to me about it supernaturally, then I know that we're going to find an answer to it. And so, and just tonight, I mean, I can see why God is leading us to talk about this stuff tonight, because it is opening up the meat. Because sometimes I just need somebody to talk to, you know, like that's what happens on the show. When I'm talking with me, for some reason, you know, God just starts showing me things, you know, I start seeing things and knowing things, things I don't normally know just by talking.
Right.
That's why he says, open your mouth and I will fill your mouth with what? With information that you don't even have a clue what it's about, but you're going to hear it, you're going to document it on this, in the way you document it, so you can go back and listen to it. And God is telling me tonight, y'all, that we are about to come up with some inventions and some things that, like, God had five different oils that He put together in one bottle. He had told them put it in the bottle and call it anointing oil, and don't anoint anything else with it, but just the holy thing. That's special. So God is saying we're going to find some kind of something. Five different, I don't know if it's going to be five or seven or three or two. I don't know what it's going to be. But the combination is going to be right. That God's going to give us the exact measurements. It's going to be like Moses talking to God, which we all can do now. Moses talking to God and God saying, I kidded earlier about God telling me, I forgot to tell Moses about the pineal gland. You got to do something with that. I'm going like, okay. And I was kidding about that, of course, you know. But everybody knows that. But I have to make sure people who don't know me don't know I'm playing with that. But what's going to happen is, in the same sense I'm talking about Moses, God telling us stuff that he forgot to tell Moses, it's more going to be like things that we have not grasped yet. He's going to speak supernaturally to me and maybe to others, I'm sure. And he's going to go, you know, remember what Angela said and what Angie said and whoever said was saying stuff? Yeah, I want you to take a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of this and a little bit of that plus some of this. And put it in a try experiment with it, and then when people start getting on the show saying, "Randy, how come you're so smart right now?" I'm going to go, "Oh, I don't know. I can't tell you." I'm not going to sell it. Exactly. We're going to give it away, just to our partners only, you know. But and then they'll be giving it to their grandmas and their grandpas and their fans. Who could blame them, you know? But yeah, we're going to do some. I'm telling you, I'm prophesying tonight.
That's
this
awesome.
Is the word of the Lord. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, he's going to use your mind.
I'll pray for y'all. Go ahead. You what now?
I didn't hear you.
No, go ahead. You were saying you're going to do what?
Oh, I said he's going to use you mightily. That's what I was just saying.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I receive that. Well, I believe that. If I don't, I know that I don't, in the natural realm, he picks people like me that don't know, they don't know anything. And he speaks to you words in the night that are in the English dictionary. And I don't have a clue what they are. Like, is that even in the dictionary? Is that even a word? You know, he uses people like me who just, but believe him that he's going to show us some things. So get ready, y'all. I mean, I don't know how, I don't know when, you know, but somehow it's going to happen, so I'm excited. Now I'm ready to go. Now I'm ready to go take a nap.
Let it all sink in.
Got
to marinate.
Yeah, I got to marinate on that. Exactly. I got to go marinate, y'all. I do. That's pretty good. I got to marinate on this. Exactly. Yeah, like Andy was talking about earlier, we got to breathe it in and soak it in and, you know, all that.
Right. Yeah, it's been an enlightening show. I've learned some stuff tonight myself, so it's always good to learn about what you're in. Yeah, I heard I think it was Nancy earlier, the cedar. She said cedar. It brought back memories of me as a child. My great-grandmother had some cedar wood in her house. And I was like, oh, that's, you don't find that kind of wood or stuff anymore. But when she was saying about the oil,
yeah.
You get the oil, I was like, what? I'm going to order me some of that, which I did.
Yeah.
Amazon. But and the stuff you were saying with the brain and the pineal gland. And I think the pineal gland, is that actually in the – is that on the side of our brain, or is that in the center of our brain?
No, it's
that...
in the front. It's in you. Do, if you do
front.
A little, just do a little thing like a Google picture of the pineal gland, and you'll see it. Yeah, it's right there, kind of in the front, in the middle of the brain. It's
okay.
Kind of between the eyes, maybe like, you know, above the eyebrows. You know, yeah, back in the brain. Yeah.
I wasn't sure. I've heard people say you can take your finger and rub the area and see if they call it, like you were saying, calcified or if it's got really hard, you know, it's like you need to soften it up, what you say, eat avocados and stuff like that. Because the fluoride makes it, that area right in your brain, hard or something, where you're blocked from the spiritual realm. But, yeah, okay. That's what it was. I don't know why I think it's the side of the ear for some reason, but... I have heard about the between your eyes and that you take your hand sometime to massage that area to soften it up, but I don't know how true that is or not. But
I don't know about that. That sounds cool, though. That sounds cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about all of it
I
right now.
Either.
I just, I really, we're going to learn, though. We put it out there. The reason that I do it without knowing everything is because that's the way God has me do it. Sometimes I wait on something until I get a bunch of information. What are you doing? Just get on the show and start talking. You know how we do this. You talk, you open your mouth, and I feel it, and then it goes from one thing to the other, to the other, to the other. And I'm going like, yeah, okay, sorry. You know, so that's why we're talking about this tonight, the pineal gland. I'm not ready to give all divulge a bunch of information because I don't have a bunch of information. I have one word from God, and what you do is you chew it, and you swallow it, and chew the cud, and it means you spit it back up, and you chew it and chew it and chew it until we get all the information out of it. And that's what we do. Pineal was the word for me that told me God wanted us to talk about this, and so we did tonight. And all the things Angie talked about was so cool about how they did that 96-year-old precious woman and brought her brain back to life. Girl, that was, you know, that's really
awesome testimony.
That's powerful.
Yeah. Sure, because you don't hear a whole lot of stories like that anymore at all.
Okay.
So the fact they let her do that, I guess her family and stuff, that support on them doing that, that's awesome. Because most people, they don't believe what the doctors say, a lot of people, but for those who are willing to step out on faith and with some natural herbs and oils, miracles can happen. You can make miracles happen.
Yeah.
Well, we can make miracles happen, but no.
Just think, this is what
that's
I'm thinking,
good.
Angela, is that if this happened to a 96-year-old woman, then what's it going to do for us? If it brought her back from the dead in her brain, what's it going to do for us that are living on 10% of our brain? You know, she wasn't living on any of it because it was like all gone.
Right.
They brought back what she was like living on something, you know, 1%, 5%, I don't know. Just think. If we can activate this stuff properly, and it may be different for different people, for different blood types, we may have to develop different things that God gives us, formulas and whatever. I don't know exactly how it's going to happen, but for each, you know, I don't know how God's going to do it. I'm just saying that he's going to, you know, if it did that for her, a 96-year-old woman, and brought her back from heaven, what they called Alzheimer's, which wasn't, it was just her brain needed to be decalcified and fed and whatever they did. Just think that's what's going to take us. It's going to take us from 10% of our brain to 20%. Just think what that's going to do to our awareness of learning, our ability to learn and absorb. Just think what that's going to do for us. And we go from 20 and we take it to 30 and then 60 and then 100-fold. I'm believing God for that. I have a dream, like Martin Luther said, that we're going to do it.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing. People don't want to. What are they doing over there at PGN?
Exactly.
Call in and see, give me some of that brain, that yeah. brain food.
Yeah. You know what? And we're going
to
give it away too. I'm
Glory
not saying. I'm not saying that some of the people that listen to the show that have businesses won't create things that they can sell. You know, I'm not saying that they won't do that. But I personally, you know, I will work with people if God gives it to me, and maybe gives it to all. And who knows? He may give it to all of us. You know, a little bit to all of us. And there will, you know, I gladly give it away because that's, I'm in a position as a prophet, as a shepherd, where I don't sell things. You know, but I will
right.
work with people if God allows me to let them, you know, I've had a formula for hair, for growing hair, many years ago, you know, and I went to the manufacturer and had it made, and you meet with them and you tell them what you want in it and how much you want in it and how many pills they got to take, and they make it for you. I've done that before. I've actually had my own
okay.
product
oh.
before. So I've been there. I know that. So we can... So, yeah, I already have experience with that, and I've worked with a company here in, I think, Weatherford or somewhere, and they made me my own hair peel. It's my own,
oh.
you know, ingredients in it. Yeah, they you talk to them, you say, I need this and this and this and this and this, and they say, well, we can put most of this and some of that. How much of this you want? Oh, well, make it 20% or make 30% on that. You know what I'm saying? You can tell them exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's how this works. You tell them what you want. And if they can do it, they will do it. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Wow. So what was the name of your product?
It was a hair growth. I just called it Grow Hair.
Oh,
Pretty
okay.
simple. Yeah, it was many years ago. I haven't sold it in a long time. This is before,
right.
this is when the internet first came out, back in the 90s. And so that's mm-hmm. when I first started learning how to do, you know, internet stuff was back then when it just first came out because I had this hair product I was trying to sell, you know. And that I'd made. I had it manufactured and everything. Had my own formula,
wow.
the whole deal. Because I told you all, I'm a scientist, you know. I've been trying to tell you. Some of
you
don't really believe me, but I really am a scientist. A spiritual scientist.
Wow.
Yeah. Literally.
That's awesome, Randy. That's awesome. It was your
yeah,
own vitamin.
Cool. Had my own hair. Yeah, had my own vitamin. It had... you know, different things in it. I'm not going to tell what it had in it, but it's not that it makes that much difference. But I did a
right.
research. I did research. I used to spend a lot of time in the library searching. I had this fascination with hair loss. All my uncles were slick heads with toupees,
mm-hmm.
Baptist preachers
mm-hmm.
of large, some of them with large churches, very good people, but they were slick heads. And I didn't want to be a slick head. And I got my mama's side of the family. I was going bald at 23 years old, and I said, God, I don't want to go bald. He said, well, so I started doing research. What makes mm-hmm. people go bald? And I bypassed all the typical stuff they say, which a lot of it's just lies. They lie to you.
Right.
And so it became a really simple answer. And when I saw it, you weigh out all the information, God helps you, and you go, okay, this is it. This is what we need to do. And I did it. And I put it into action and did it. So I've done this before. This is not anything new. I just don't know if God will allow me to do it now, but we might. Who knows? I don't know. Somehow we might have a side company where people, you know, I really don't know. I don't want to say, but
right.
I don't believe in selling the Word of God. I'm not saying we can't sell other stuff, you know, not from the ministry, but
right. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So it's as a business, maybe I don't know. Maybe it'll work. We'll see.
All how he leads you. You'll know it. Time
yeah.
comes. You'll know. He'll let you know.
Right. I hope
wow.
so.
That's awesome.
All right, Angela, thank you for all your help. And man, with all your study
you.
And everything you've done,
your help.
The way you
yeah.
the way you studied those books and working at the GNC, that could, I don't know, we might, my God may but put everything together and come up with some stuff. And who knows when we'll have our own PGN, you know, we can't call it PGN because it can't be PGN, but we may help some
mm-hmm.
people get their business going and give them the ideas. And hopefully when we give it to them, they'll donate, you know, some of their profit to PGN, you know?
Right.
So we'll see what happens, but if God does that. So we'll see how that's just it. All right.
Sounds good.
All right. Anything?
Okay, Brother.
Anything you want? Anything you want prayer about? Anything you want to say? Anything else you want to finish up on before I move on?
No. Thank you so much. And I'm satisfied.
All right.
So
awesome. Thank you, Angela.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thanks
all
for
right.
your time.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for your information. No, thank you. You're welcome. All right, thank you. All right, that's my last caller for tonight. If somebody didn't put their hand up, I'm going to move on and call it a night. It's only 11:35, but hey, I think I'll be early tonight. God bless me. So thank you for being a part of PGN. We only have a few callers on, so let me call it a night. But we make these shows, even though we don't have always have sometimes people start hanging up on this. They are not that interested in some of it. They're interested. Maybe they have to go to work or whatever. But so we, people got to go their way. But we'll have the information documented here on the show. It's one reason we do it, and plus I document it in other ways too, so we can do that. And all right. So if you want to talk tonight, you got about a minute, and I'm gonna go. I'm gonna call it a night. So if you want to get on, I'd love to see what you got going on. And whatever. All right. All right, y'all. I guess I'm going to call it a night tonight. Nobody else is raising their hands. So thank you for being with us. And we enjoyed it. We always enjoy it. We just talk about whatever comes up, literally. It's like, I hope God just always leads us and shows us what he wants us to talk about so we can touch every area of life, right, and be a blessing in every area of life and not just the spiritual, super spiritual stuff like I used to be. That was me I'm talking about me. Super spiritual, everything, oh, just in Jesus' name. We'll just pray in Jesus' name. The Lord will take care of it in the name of the Lord. You know, and God's going like, yeah, but my name's going to open up to you 100 fold all the things in the earth in every area that God is going to open up to us so we can partake of it and come back to that state of walking in the glory of God in the natural and the spiritual and be fully developed with the full counsel of Almighty God. Amen. All right. In Jesus' name. Amen. Good night, everybody. I'm saying in Jesus' name. Be bye. Be gone, and I will be gone, and we'll be bye-bye. Bye-bye.